things here today as the Broncos will face the 18th ranked team in the country, the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell has made the trip. He joins me alongside. Hastings coming in, a record of 2 wins, 1 loss on the season. Hastings opening up the year with that impressive 28-14 win over Dort, went on the road and lost to Concordia by the score of 10-0, and then Hastings battling back last week and shutting out Briarcliff by the score of 38-0. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan, they open up the season with a win at Dakota State, 56-20. They beat Concordia by the score of 41-17. They beat Briarcliff 45-14. They're coming off of a bye week as they get ready for their homecoming activities here in Mitchell, South Dakota. Weather definitely going to be a factor for us today. We've got mostly sunny skies. That's the good news. The bad news is the temperature sitting at 65 degrees here at game time. Winds are going to be out of the southeast at 22 miles per hour, gusting to 32, blowing across the field here at the Q's. So it's definitely going to be a factor for both teams here this afternoon as Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan play this very important ball game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The starting lineups today are brought to you by Wood Plumbing at 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 402-463-4664. Whether there's a wet, there's a way. That's Wood Plumbing out of Hastings. No changes for the Broncos on the two-deep here for this football game. John Dostal will get the start at quarterback today, 5'11", 185, a junior out of Omaha Gross. Zach Beatty at fullback, 6'1", 215, a senior out of Colorado Springs. Keenan Balazs will be the tailback, 5'9", 170, a junior out of Peyton, Colorado. At tight end will be Zane Anstein, 6'1", 230, a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Mike Novicki will be at the X wide receiver, 6'4", 195, a senior out of Columbus Scotus. Travis Brown will be at the Z wide receiver, 6'2", 191, a senior out of Fremont Bergen. In the offensive line for Hastings this afternoon, Josh Watchhorn at center, 6 foot, 300-pound sophomore out of Ponca, Nebraska. Your guards will be Jesus Uribe, 6'3", 275, a senior from San Jose, California, and Derek Whipple, 6'1", 273, a junior out of Parker, Colorado. And the tackles today for Hastings at left tackle will be Tanner Paxton, 6'5", 275, a freshman out of Lincoln North Star, and Tam Van Hott, 6'4", 280, a senior out of Omaha Gross. Hastings College on defense here this afternoon. We'll go with three down linemen again. John Malise, 6'4", 225, a junior out of Fremont Bergen. Torrey Warren, 5'10", 250, a sophomore out of Norfolk. And Chase Langenberg, 6'3", 240, a senior out of Windside. The linebackers for Hastings today, Anthony Carrasco, 5'11", 218, a senior out of Phoenix, Arizona. Indiana Jones, 6'2", 237, a senior from Albuquerque. Alec Diffendaffer, 5'10", 238, senior out of Berthoud, Colorado. And also Aaron Verlinde, 6', 190-pound senior out of Phoenix, Arizona. And in the defensive secondary for Hastings, you'll have Zach Carlton at left corner, 6', 175, a senior from Colorado Springs. On the other side is Garrett Griffin today, a 6', 177-pound sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. At safety will be Tyson Burrish, 6', 215, a senior out of East Butler, and Riley Nicholas, 6', 215, senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Come back and check the starters for Dakota Wesleyan right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The starters for Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. This is a good offensive unit. In fact, they are number one in the conference in scoring points at 47 points per ball game. Number one in the conference in the putting up yards total offense, 472.7. A great offensive bunch here for the Tigers. John Bain will be at quarterback, 6'5", 195, sophomore. Nate Wentz, 6'5", 205, a sophomore at the H-back position. Then Josh Endress will be your tailback today, 6'2", 220, and a junior. At tight end will be Cody Dirksen, 6'2", 215, and a junior. At the split end position will be Nate Overden. Overden, 6'2", 195, a senior out of Sioux Falls. Anthony Meilenberg, the number one receiver in the G-Pack this week, 6'2", 200-pound junior out of Sioux Falls. In the offensive line for the Tigers, at center will be Kyle Hinkie, 6'3", 245-pound freshman out of Sturgis, South Dakota. At the guard positions, you've got Mario Palencia, 6 foot, 270-pound senior, and also Jake Veery, 6 foot two, 265 sophomore. At the tackle positions, Kevin Kalsbeek, 6'6", 275, and a junior, and Nate Little, 6'3", 280-pound junior out of Aberdeen, South Dakota. For Dakota Wesleyan on defense, they will go with a three down lineman. Zach Reckers, 6 foot three, 245 junior out of Adrian, Minnesota. Matt Tuttle is 6 foot three, 290 pounds, and a sophomore. And Aaron Rowland, a good one. He's got 4.5 sacks so far this year for Dakota Wesleyan. 6 foot two, 235-pound junior from Bogota, Texas. The linebackers will be Jeff Mawson, 6 foot two, 220, a freshman out of Brandon, South Dakota. Also Jordan Hermson, 6 foot one, 230, a sophomore, and Mike Barno, 5 foot 10, 220-pound junior, and also Danae Christopher, 5 foot 11, 215-pound sophomore. In the defensive backfield for Dakota Wesleyan, you've got Jesse Holes at 6 foot, 180-pound senior out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Dustin Bergmeyer, 6 foot, 215-pound junior out of Omaha. Tom Jardining at 5 foot 10, 190, and a senior from Sioux Falls. And David McGuire, 5 foot 10, 175-pound senior from Chula Vista, California. Your starting lineups today have been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing out of Hastings. Again, welcome to the queue up here in Mitchell, South Dakota, as we get sent for action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Jimmy, big ball game between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here today. Hastings already with a loss this season, losing to Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan has won three straight games to begin the season, and as we have seen in the GPAC, it's really anybody's race here for the 2011 season. I think this is a big, big ball game for Hastings today.
Well, it is. It's a very important game for Hastings College, as they came into the game last week, and they basically erased that game against Concordia the week before and played very, very good last week against Briarcliff on homecoming day, but they're going to have their hands full today. This team is number one in the GPAC in scoring, passing, total offense. They've got one guy that we know very well, Josh Enders. He ran all over Hastings College last year, rushing for a school record 316 yards. You look at the wide receiver spot, Anthony Meilenberg. He is first in the GPAC in receiving yards per game with 310, but they can throw the football. They'll run the football. They got a good line. They are going to be very, very difficult today. But Hastings College, we look at the defensive things they did last week. They did a lot of things good. This team's got a lot of confidence going into this ball game. Very important. The number one offense in the GPAC and the number one defense in the GPAC. Something's going to give. And as you said, very important with the way things have gone in the GPAC this year, with Morningside going down 1 week. You know, with a loss with Doan today, I think we were talking on the way up, and a win here, everybody be just kind of juggernauted up at the top of the GPAC. So, yes, very, very important game here in Mitchell today.
You mentioned Hastings College defense. Yeah, they're number one in the GPAC coming in here. We give up only 8 points per ball game. Passing yardage, we give up only 129 yards per game. We give up only 69 yards per game rushing for 198 yards of a total defense. So we got the number one offense, the number one defense squaring off here this afternoon. We've got the singing of the national anthem as we get set for football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
So proudly we hail at the twilight that gleams, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we so gallantly streaming, and rocket welcomes upon first singing, came through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, take us that star-spangled banner.
The singing of the national anthem as we get set for football action here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan won last year's ball game by a score of 34-21. over Hastings College. The Broncos have really owned this series with the Tigers. We have won 15 out of the 17 games played between the two teams, leading the overall series 15-2. But tell you what, it's a handful today. Like we said a couple of minutes ago, Jimmy, this is a good football team. We'll see here this afternoon in the Tigers.
Well, it will be. Two of those victories, Mike, have come in the last 4 years. So Dakota Wesleyan has really been able to kind of a resurgence in an upstart program here. Brad Pohl has done a great job. He's brought a couple of guys that are familiar to us with coaching anyway. Ross Simple, he comes over from Sioux Falls. Yeah, that's right, Sioux Falls. He is the defensive coordinator here, and he brought another grad assistant with him. So several guys trying to get this program kind of steered around to the way that Sioux Falls plays football, and that's kind of scary. We know what they did in the GPAC for years. But you look at Hastings College offensively, really like the way that they were able to get Zane Anstein involved in the game last week. Nate Arlt had a great game, a couple of touchdown passes. The offensive line did a good job blocking. We were able to get Terry Waiters in the game, get a touchdown. He showed that he's pretty strong in there running. Victor Sapp caught one, also was in the backfield. So we've got enough weapons. We just need to put everything all together like we did last week. But it's going to be a little tougher test here as it was last week against Briarcliff.
Dakota Wesleyan going to get the football first to begin the ball game. Hastings College will kick off. You talked about maybe keys to the ball game. Zach Beatty, all of a sudden, the fullback out of the Hastings College offense, he's done a great job. He's got only one carry this year for 3 yards, but he's also got five receptions to go along with this in this Dave Kamara new retooled offense.
Yeah, and we were laughing with Coach Kamara up here before the ball game and saying that, you know, it's not too many times you get a fullback that for Hastings College that has the opportunity to be the leading receiver in a ball game, but that was the case last week. And again, Beatty doing a great job out there blocking for Balazs and Waiters, but again, he's got some great hands out of the backfield, and John Dostal has been able to use him as they need to. But this is, again, Mike, a very good football team. I can remember coming up here several years ago when a familiar face was on the side of Dakota Wesleyan. Tony Harper, now the coach at Hastings College, was the head coach here. And then also Dave Kamara, the All-American wide receiver. And he played some indoor football, got a chance to visit with him before the game. But so some ties here. You can guarantee that Hastings College would really love to get Tony Harper a win against his former team here today.
Yeah, Tony didn't talk about it much during the week. Did not want to talk about it in the pregame show, but I'll guarantee you there's some emotions going on that field with Coach Kamara and also Coach Harper. Tony was a head coach here from 2002 to 2004. You mentioned that Dave Kamara, our offensive coordinator, so to speak. Kamara was a wide receiver here for the Tigers. He graduated in 2002. Then he was on the Tigers staff as well here from 2003 until 2005. So I'm sure they like to pull out of here with a win here this afternoon.
Well, and yeah, exactly. And Kamara, very good wide receiver here. I can remember him years ago when he played, but he still holds a couple of records here as we get ready to kick off. Johnny Garcia ready to get into the football. But again, the wind, a very big factor. Probably going to have to bring somebody over here and kind of hold the ball up on the tee as the winds are blowing straight into our face here. They're coming straight out of the south. This football field sets east and west, and the Broncos will be going from left to right here as Dakota Wesleyan will receive this kick, and the ball falls off the tee again.
Meilenberg is going to drop back deep for Dakota Wesleyan. He's to the far side back here at about the five-yard line. McGuire is going to be your guy that comes to the near side, and now they're going to ask for a little bit of help here. It's going to be Stephen Bodine. He's going to come in and actually hold the football on the tee here for Johnny Garcia to get this football game underway. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan, the 18th-ranked Tigers, taking on the Broncos here this afternoon. Here comes Garcia into the football, end over end kick. It's going to sail toward McGuire back here about 3 yards deep in the end zone. He will take a knee, and that's where the Tigers will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Now look out for this offense today. Like Jimmy mentioned, the number one passer in John Bain, the number one runner in the conference in Josh Endress, and also the number one wide receiver in Anthony Meilenberg. These guys can put some points on the scoreboard. They will take some shots down the field, although I think with the windy conditions, that might be a little bit in our favor today.
Well, I think so. I think throwing the football is going to be very difficult because, again, from where Dakota Wesleyan is going right to left now, they're going to have the wind to their right side, and the quarterback, Bain, is a right-handed quarterback. Going to be very difficult to hit receivers if they want to go vertical.
And they're going to hand the ball off to begin the ball game, and that's going to be Josh Endress as he moves it to the 23-yard line. Yeah, that's the guy who rushed for 316 yards, a school record against Hastings College a year ago. Tony Harper was the defensive coordinator a year ago at Hastings College, and he said, we flat did not tackle in that ball game. They went back and watched the film. He said, we flat did not tackle, had a terrible game defensively.
Well, and he's a big guy out there. We looked at over 6 foot two and comes into the game 220 pounds, so a big back. He's got some good feet underneath of him. They will have to tackle him well today.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball on the 24-yard line. Now they fake the ball to him. Here's Bain. He's going to carry the ball to the 30-yard line. So two plays. They've got 10 yards. They fake the ball that time to Andrus, and then Bain just carries around the left tackle. He comes over here, and he's stopped here at the 30-yard line. Alec Diffendaffer out of the stop there for Hastings College defensively, the senior out of Berthoud, Colorado.
Bain has a rush for a whole lot of yards this season, but he's been effective throwing the football again, 79 of 114, 891 on the season, two interceptions and 12 touchdowns, and a lot of them touchdowns, five of them, matter of fact, have gone to Meilenberg, that good receiver he has.
They've only played three games, too, 12 touchdowns in three games. Here's Endress again carrying the ball as he angles off to the right side, gets it to about the 32-yard line, so a pickup of two on the play there. Alec Diffendaffer again, head on the stop there for Hastings College. Also, John Malise in there for Hastings. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play as they spot the football at the 31. It is second down and 9 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. The wind is blowing across the field from the far side back to the near side. As a Bain will be up under center this time on second down, 9 yards to go. Man comes in motion. They take the ball. And here comes the pressure by Hastings College. Bain coming to the near side. He's going to toss the ball into the bench. They had a man, Meilenberg, coming in motion to the near side. I think they were trying to set up a little screen over here to the near side to a Josh Endress, but good pressure there by Hastings College, and Bain had to scramble to his left, and they threw the ball into the Dakota Wesleyan bench, incomplete pass.
Yeah, and the receiver, Meilenberg, was right here at the middle of the field, just kind of split at the hash marks, come out to the 40-yard line, and was going to try to get the pass from Bain, but again, on hot pursuit was Chase Langdenberg, was able to force him over to the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Incomplete pass, a big third down play here, third down and nearly nine for the Tigers.
From their own 31-yard line, again, Meilenberg comes in motion to the near side. Bain is in the gun. Bain waits for the snap. He's got it. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Bain's got time. He throws it across the middle. It's caught. Meilenberg out here at the 40-yard line. He's brought down right there. Going to be very, very close to a first down. Tackle is made by Aaron Verlinde of Hastings College defensively, but not before Dakota Wesleyan picks up the first down. They needed about nine, and they got about nine and a half as they give them the 41-yard line. So it's first down and 10 for the Tigers.
We'll give Meilenberg nine on the reception. A lot of protection back there as Bain just dropped a three-step drop, had all kinds of time, and he found Meilenberg right across the middle of the field. There wasn't a Bronco within 5-6 yards of Meilenberg. He's a big target out there, 6 foot two, 200 pounds, and a junior.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 41. Here they fake the ball again to Endress, and the quarterback, John Bain, carries the ball to the 44. So Bain had only nine carries, Jimmy, in the first three games for Dakota Wesleyan. He's also got a couple of carries here in this ball game. So they're running the quarterback and John Bain here against the Hastings College defense, probably baiting the Bronco D for something down the stretch here.
Well, exactly. And Dakota Wesleyan loves to go play action pass. And the quarterback, Bain, 6 foot five, he's a big target, has a strong arm. They like to run that play action pass, and they are not afraid to go vertical.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Now they hand the ball away to Andrus as he slides through there across the 45 to the 50 inside Bronco territory down to the 47-yard line. So Josh Andrus, who has got 361 yards so far this year, picks up another first down for the Tigers. That's three first downs. Dakota Wesleyan has pretty much kept the ball on the ground here on this drive. They've got three first downs here on this initial drive. We're 3 minutes into the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan hands the ball inside Hastings College territory. Bain pulls out from center, and he fumbles the ball. He's got a fall on it now back here at the 49. So Bain fumbles the snap from Mikhail Hinkie. He falls out of back here at his own 49-yard line. That was a loss of about, 3 yards on the play. We'll call it second down and 13.
Boy, the Broncos defensively, they're really lining, jamming the box up. They had 8-9 guys up in the box just waiting for a running play from Dakota Wesleyan. And that kind of scares you when you put one-on-one with these wide receivers for Dakota Wesleyan. They are speedsters.
All right, second down and 13 yards to go. We got 11 and a half minutes to play here in the first quarter from the queue. No score between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. Midland has scored in their opening drive over the Doane College Tigers. Midland has jumped out on top of Doane by the score of 7-0. There's a handoff to Andrews. He's going to be stopped. No gain. In fact, Hastings right on top of, we'll call it no gain on the play. Third down and 13 yards to go. End of the stop there for Hastings College defensively. End of the ball game as Tony Harper continues to shuttle players in there. Mason Cooper. Mason Cooper end of the stop there for Hastings. No gain into play. Third down now for Hastings. Defensively, third down and 13 yards to go for Dakota Wesleyan.
And that is what Hastings College defensively, Mike, they have so many guys. You've got the starting 11, but that starting 11 is only in there for one play because they're shuttling four or five guys in there each and every play to keep them fresh.
Third down, 13 yards to go. Bain backs up, looks right, throws right. The ball caught at the 45, gets away to the 40, down to the Bronco 35, still on his feet, spins away, takes it out of the 31-yard line. That's Nate Overden. He is wide receiver that lined up to the right side. Nate Overden, who's a 6'2", 195-pound senior from Sioux Falls, hauls that baby in, takes the ball down to the Hastings College 31-yard line. So an impressive drive here for Dakota Wesleyan to start off the ball game.
Well, they've done everything basically on the ground. Seven carries, 19 yards, but the passing, Bain's starting to warm up now. He's hit the last two. That one is good for 19. And the fourth first down, the second time on this drive, they've hit a big third down play.
Here's Andrus. He carries the ball now as he angles off from the right side. Takes the ball inside the 30, down to about the 29-yard line. So a pickup of a couple on the play. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College. That's Casey Malafua, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. And a down lineman gets the stop there. Second down and 7 yards to go. A pickup of 3 yards on the last play. Once again, Dakota Wesleyan, one of those teams that doesn't huddle a whole lot. They'll basically call the play here at the line of scrimmage. Everybody running with those play cards or play bands on their arms here this afternoon. Bain wants to throw the ball. He's got a man out there. Touchdown. Anthony Meilenberg hauls it in. That one looked easy. That may be right on the money. John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg. It covers 31 yards, and bam, just like that, or 27-yard touchdown. Just like that, Dakota Wesleyan goes out on top.
And Riley Nickel on coverage back there again. He finds out how speedy Meilenberg is as he lined up on the right side, run down to about the 10-yard line and just made a cut into the end zone. And Bain delivered the ball perfectly, and he ran right by Nicola for the score. And now into the game to attempt the point after, which is up and good. Leif Evers, he's powered by Subway today. We'll talk about that later on, but early, Dakota Wesleyan up on Hastings College on a 27-yard touchdown pass from Bain to Meilenberg, and it's early here in Mitchell.
9 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings nothing.
Due to a mechanical failure at the Whalen Energy Center Unit 2, the open house scheduled for this Sunday, October 2nd, will be postponed until a future date. Hastings Utilities apologizes for any inconvenience that this postponement causes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota. So it didn't take long. The Tigers, a team that averages 47 points per ball game, Jimmy, sticks one in on their first possession of this afternoon. That was a pretty nice drive right there.
Yeah, 12 plays, 76 yards, and a couple of big pass plays. Bain, the quarterback, has hit on his last three passes. He's had a 9-yarder, 19. That 19-yarder set up a first and 10 from the 27-yard line, and then he hit Meilenberg across the middle of the field. And Dakota Wesleyan out early. Look at Ender's numbers coming in on that drive. 5 carries and only 15 yards. But, again, Bain doing the damage. The 6'5" product here for Brad Pohl made a nice pass there for the touchdown. So the Broncos will get the football back here on this kickoff. Very short kickoff.
All right, it's going to be fielded here by an up band for Hastings as they bring the ball back to the 30 to the 35-yard line. That's Riley Nicola. Nicola brings the ball back to the 35, so now the Hastings College offense will come out here. The Broncos can't get rattled here, Jimmy. We got to just answer that opening drive for Dakota Wesleyan and put together a drive here and then stick the baby into the end zone. John Dostal in there, quarterback.
Well, again, Mike, we talked on the way up here. Hastings College just has to stick with their game plan, do what they did last week. They did it very good on the ground and throwing the football. They can't get rattled here. But, again, the Broncos have to try to answer every Dakota Wesleyan score. We know what happens when the Broncos get behind by a few scores.
All right, this is going to be Nate Arnold coming in motion to the near side as Nate gets the start here this afternoon. Handoff goes to Keenan Balazs, and Balazs is stuffed. Stuffed at the 35-yard line. No gain on the play as Keenan Balazs is stopped there by Jordan Hermanson, the middle linebacker, 6'1", 230-pound sophomore out of Sioux Falls. You mentioned the Sioux Falls connection with a defensive coordinator coming over from the Coup. He brought some players with him. We got a bunch of Sioux Falls players playing here for Dakota Wesleyan.
Yeah, and exactly. When Sioux Falls went to Division II, when Simple left, a lot of guys transferred over here, and they're playing here today.
There's Keenan Balazs again. He's going to be hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Actually ran into his own player, ran into the back of Beatty, and he just fell down, and Dakota Wesleyan pounces on him back here. A loss of a yard into play. So two running plays, a yard, last third down and 11.
Well, and you were talking to co-offensive coordinator Dave Camiro before the game, and they talked about how much better it is. Their play card really opens up when they have third and short. Now they've got third and long. We'll see what this draws up. But two running plays, minus 1 yard. The Broncos third down here and 11 yards. They have to get it out to the 46-yard line to get a first down.
Hastings will send three wide receivers out to the right side. Dostal has got the ball. Dostal will run this way, holding it, throws it down the sideline into the Dakota Wesleyan bench. Three plays and out for Hastings College on the opening possession. Two running plays and net minus one. Incomplete pass, and in comes our punter, Tyler Mertens, to punt the pig away.
Boy, and again, great coverage downfield. Dostal got the snap from center, rolled to the right side. He had three receivers downfield, but they were locked up like blankets draped over top of him. And now Tyler Mertens in to punt for Hastings College, and the Broncos' first offensive excursion, not very good.
McGuire drops back deep here for Dakota Wesleyan. He's at his own 15-yard line. It's Meilenberg over here to the left side as Tyler Mertens will get into the football. He's averaging 39.6 yards per kick. He's put, three of them inside the 20-yard line. Here's a good high spiraling kick here. It's going to come to the near side, but it goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. As the officials run up the sideline, he's going to stop where? Right at the 30. That's like one of those Wheel of Fortune things. The official just comes up here, and all of a sudden it just stops at the 30.
Yep, he starts walking, tries to get where the ball crossed the out-of-bounds line. And, again, with the wind blowing very strong, it was coming from Tyler Merton's left to right. And that ball got up there. It was a nice high spiral, but the wind definitely a factor. Now the Bronco defense has to make a stand, Mike. They can ill afford to let Dakota Wesleyan march down the field and get some more points on them.
So Bain comes out, back out, the sophomore quarterback here for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers already out on top, a score of 7-0 over Hastings. They go back to work here. There's an inside handoff squirting through there, 35 out to the 37-yard line. That's Arthur Brown running the ball there now for Dakota Wesleyan. Brown is a 6-foot, 195-pound freshman from Rosemead, California. He had 9 carries and 20 yards coming to the football game here this afternoon. He picks up a good amount of yardage right there, a couple of yards, as he moved the ball from the 30 out to about the 36. But I think we have a penalty flag down on the far side of the field. It's going to be a personal foul against Hastings. A personal foul against Hastings after the 6-yard pickup by Arthur Brown. So we'll tack this one off on the end of the play here. And Dakota Wesleyan will be up around the midfield stripe right here. Concordia has taken the lead over Dakota State 7-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia 7, Dakota State 6. That's a team that we will see next week. Midland is out on top of Doan early in the ball game, 7-6. Midland 7, Doan 6. That's a big ball game in the GPAC as well. That Doan game being played down in Crete this afternoon. So with the penalty, they'll put the ball down to 49 of Hastings. Here's Endress with the ball as Endress moves the ball to the 47 before he's brought down. Tackle is made in there by Alec Diffendaffer again for Hastings College defensively. 7:50 to play here in the first quarter. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead, and the Tigers have the ball. Their second possession, they've got it back inside Hastings College territory.
When we go back to that personal foul, Mike, just silly penalties and mistakes can really hurt you in a big game, and this is a big game here, playing the 18th-ranked team in the country, and Hastings College can ill afford to really give Dakota Wesleyan any more breaks than they're going to get today.
All right, Bain backs up. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be overthrown. Trying to get the ball to Arthur Brown down here at the 25-yard line. That baby was overthrown. Incomplete pass. That's going to bring up a third down situation. Hastings has got to get off the field here in these third down situations. Dakota Wesleyan on third down conversions so far this year are a very good 43.9%. They are second in the conference, connecting on 18 of 41 third down conversions. So they've had a tendency to convert. Naturally, they're the highest scoring team in the conference. That's what you got to do to put some points on the scoreboard.
Well, and they got wide receivers, three to the right, one to the left side, and Ender's the only back in the backfield.
Bain wants to throw the ball. Here comes the pressure. Bain trying to get away. He's still got it, holds it, throws it now down the left sideline. It's going to be out of bounds. Hastings College, I don't know what that was. Riley Nicola came down with it in the out of bounds, and he tried to flip the ball back into the field of play.
I think he thought he had another defensive back over there. Maybe could flip it back into the field of play, and somebody could make an interception on it. Fear the Beard over there, as Riley's been on the Dakota Wesleyan sidelines a couple of times. Fear the Beard.
It didn't take long for you to get to that.
No, well, it was a perfect opportunity. Fear the Beard. Have you seen that beard? That is a woolly beard that Riley Nicholas is carrying around. He'll be back to return this punt from Dakota Wesleyan.
He's going to let go sailing over his head. It's going to go out of bounds, though, here on the near sideline. Yeah, Riley's got a mohawk with an arrow that points forward to keep him going in the right direction, and he's got a big old woolly beard.
Kind of a Grizzly Adams beard.
Yeah, so
it's not trimmed. It's thick.
Fear the Beard.
Fear the Beard.
We got to put that on the back of his uniform. Anyway, they're going to mark the football here at the 13-yard line as the ball goes out of bounds after the punt. 7 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. 18th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos went three plays and outs on their initial possession here this afternoon. Now Dostal hands the ball away to Keenan Blagy. Stuffed. A one-yard loss. Jake Mawson comes up there, the outside linebacker. Mawson, 6'2", 220-pound freshman out of Brandon, South Dakota. He's got a couple of sacks himself defensively for Dakota Wesleyan. That time he stuffs Keenan Balazs, a loss of 3 yards in the play. The Bronco running game is going absolutely nowhere this afternoon.
Well, this is not Briar Cliff's defensive front. They're going to have to do a much better job if they're going to try to loosen this front up. Only a three-down front now for a second down and long here for Hastings.
Dostal throws the ball to the far side. That baby has got a nice grab out here across the 15-yard line out to about the 18. A nice pickup there, a one-handed grab out there for Hastings College. And grabbing the ball there for the Broncos is Clayton Dean. Clayton Dean into the ball game grabs that baby. A nice catch as they bring the ball out to the 18. Now Hastings College looking at third down here. Third down and about 5 yards to go, but a great catch there by Clayton Dean for Hastings College.
Yeah, Dean lined up over in the slot on the left side, just run about 7-8 yards down. Dostal hits him, but again threw it out in front of him, and Dean makes a great catch. Third down and about 4 here for Hastings.
Dostal wants to throw the ball again. He fires it to the left side. It's incomplete. Penalty flags go down. They try to get the ball to Mike Novicki over there at the 30-yard line. A little slant from the left side of the formation. Penalty flags go down. And Novicki may have been hit before the play got there. They'll check out the flag here. The officials coming over here to make the call. I'm sure it's going to go on the Tigers. It's going to be the case. As the Tigers are backing up here, it's going to be an interference call against Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings will have a first down.
Their first down of the afternoon comes via a penalty. And again, Mike Novicki featured in the newspaper this morning. A nice write-up on him, the product out of Columbus, SCOTUS. And he was out there trying to catch that football. Had a defensive back all over him. Penalty flag, and the Broncos get their first down of the day.
Here's Dostal, sets up a little screen play now to Keenan Balazs. Keenan grabs the ball at the 30, and he's run out of bounds in front of the Bronco bench. So Keenan Balazs on a little screen pass set up there. He moves the ball from the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. A pickup of 3 on the play. Second down at 7 yards to go for Balazs. That's his fourth reception of the season out of the tailback position out of this new Bronco retooled offense.
Now, the Broncos need to try to loosen that front up because right now there is nothing trying to run the football. Balazs has all three carries for minus 4 yards. The positive yards has come through the air on the arm of John Dostal. Clayton Dean reception and that one there by Keenan Balazs. A gain of 3, second down and 7.
From the 33, here's a pitch back now to Keenan, and he's going to be brought down to the 33. Stretch play to the left side of the formation, and he is brought down immediately over there. Over at the 33, so no gain in the play. And now Hastings looking at third down at about 7 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan has got 11 sacks defensively, and one way to eliminate that pressure a little bit is to have success at the screen game and dump the ball away to some of those running backs. That's what Hastings is trying to do here early in this ball game. Third down and long for Hastings College. Here comes the pressure. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, and then falls down the turf. Did he catch it? I think it was deflected, and Michael Novicki grabs the ball. Michael Novicki grabs the ball. I think that initially was going to Zane Anstein. It was off of his fingertips, but right behind him was Michael Novicki, who grabs the ball at the 40-yard line. And let's see, they're going to give him first down. Yeah.
I was going to say, they got to move the chains where the football's sitting on the field right at the 41-yard line. It was enough. So the second first down on the deflected pass to Zane Anstein, Mike Novicki, Johnny on the spot, picks it up off the turf there, and a nice catch. Broncos got a first to 10 at the 41.
There's a play to Keenan Balazs, and he is blown up in the backfield. Boy, busting through there for Dakota Wesleyan in a hurry was Aaron Rowland, number 42. Rowland, a junior from Bogota, Texas. It was like he was in the huddle right there, Jimmy. He might as well have got the handoff. He would have been there before Keenan Balazs.
Well, I didn't see a blue jersey in the huddle when they broke huddle out there, but my goodness, he was through the line. Nobody touched him on that offensive front for Hastings College, and he was through there in a hurry. A loss of five. Now the Broncos with five rushes, minus 9 yards, and they're setting with a second down and nearly 15 yards to go for a first.
For the 35, it's going to be Dossel. His pass is going to be deflected. It's in the air, and it falls to the turf. That baby was deflected. So the Hastings offense struggling a little bit. They go to Weston in the first three ball games, Jimmy. Sixth in the conference in rushing defense. They've allowed 123 yards per ball game, but I'll tell you what, they are rock solid against the Hastings rushing attack here this afternoon.
Well, and again, their linebackers, each and every year you come up here, their linebackers have tremendous speed, and they're big guys out there. And that was Roland that got through there on that play before and was able to bring Balazs down. But a batted down pass, incomplete, third down and long here for Hastings.
Not a good situation to be in here.
No.
Third down and 15. Now Dawson wants to throw it near side. It's caught by Novicki, but far short of a first down. Novicki grabs it here at the 42. And he's immediately brought down right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bunch. So basically, Hastings now looking at a fourth down and eight situation. We'll have to punt the pig away for the second time here this afternoon. Meilenberg and McGuire will drop back deep for the Tigers.
Well, and Hastings had to get across midfield to get that first down, and Dakota Wesleyan is going to give you them short passes all day long, and they had Novicki covered up. He picked up seven, but it's still fourth down. Tyler Merton's in the punt for the second time today, and Laundrie on the field.
Somebody moved up front. Dakota Wesleyan pointing to the Hastings. It's Hastings front here. And now the official going to make the call. It's going to be an illegal procedure call here on Hastings. Illegal procedure on Hastings. We've had some problems with our special teams here this year. There's a penalty marched off against the Hastings College offensive front. So instead of fourth down and 8 yards to go, it'll be fourth down and 13 as they move the ball back to the 38-yard line. Midland is out on top of Doan and is now 13-6. 13-6, Midland leading Doan. They are in the first quarter down in Crete. So fourth down and 13 yards to go. Line of scrimmage to the 38-yard line now of Hastings. Tyler Burton's waits. He's got the snap. Here's the kick. End-over-end kick. Not a very good one this time. It bounces at the 30. Takes a Hastings bounce inside the 25. Inside the 20-yard line. Down to the 15 before it's finally blown dead down there by Tyson Bursch. 46-yard kick there for Tyler Burton's. Did not look pretty off of the foot.
No.
The end result is what counts in a 46-yard kick. Not too shabby. And Dakota Wesleyan will start with their worst field position of the day back here at the 15.
That's kind of one of those punts that you get on artificial turf. It's going to bounce a long ways. But on this field, it's the college borrows it from Mitchell High, where they play their high school games here. It is natural grass. But the ball got a good bounce there on the shortly mowed surface. And now Dakota Wesleyan will set up shop at their own 16-yard line with 3 minutes left to go here in quarter number one.
Bain hands the ball away to Endress right into the center of the field across the 25-yard line out to about the 27. Knocks down an official, but Endress is brought down as well here at the 27-yard line. So a nice gain there by Josh Endress, the junior from Ethan, South Dakota. Picks up about, 10 yards in the play, exactly 10 yards in the play. They'll give him a first down, move to six. So 2:52 to play here in the first quarter. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. They scored in their opening possession this afternoon on a 27-yard touchdown pass. Here's Endress again, sweeping left side across the 25, breaks the tackle at the 30, 35, and he's run out of bounds. He's still on his feet, but I think he stepped out. He did. He stepped out of bounds here at the 43. So that time, he moves the ball from the 26 out to the 43-yard line, a pick up 17 yards in a play for Josh Endress, who ran for 316 against Hastings College a year ago. And I think Tony Harper has called a timeout. Yeah, Tony has called a timeout defensively here. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. We're in the first quarter from the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings nothing.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here from windy Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference football action on 1230 KHAS. Wind continues to blow across the field here this afternoon.
We used almost one entire roll of Scotch tape, so we could use a tape sponsor out there for the remainder of the season. We're a little short when we come home from Mitchell.
So first down and 10 now for Dakota Wesleyan. They got the ball on their own 45-yard line. This is their second offensive possession of the ball game here this afternoon, in their third. They actually had a punt in there. There's a handoff to Andrews, and he's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. So the Broncos right there defensively. So now it's going to be a second down and 10 situation. Dakota Wesleyan scoring in their first possession. Had to punt. Now this is their third possession here this afternoon in this first quarter as the Tigers continue to move from our right to our left here this afternoon. Second down and 10 yards to go. The ball just across the 45-yard line. Wide receivers split to the right side. There's two of them out there. Now Endress will split out. He'll be at a slot man off to the left side as Bain drops back to throw. Backs up, surveys the field. Here comes the pressure. Bain is on the move to the right. He throws the ball down the right sideline. It's over the head of Meilenberg down there inside the 25-yard line. Back in coverage for Hastings College was Aaron Verlinde, but that one was overthrown by John Bain. So that's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 9 for the Tigers on their own 46.
Well, and a good job out there by Arthur Brown trying to pick up John Malise on a rush there as he was forcing Bain out of the pocket. That's a big quarterback to be rolling out of there, 6'5", 190 pounds with a big arm, and he was looking for his big receiver downfield, but just slightly overthrown. Third down here, and 9 yards, balls at the 46.
Bain backs up, penalty flags down, a pass across the middle. It's going to be almost intercepted. It was deflected and almost intercepted. The Broncos bury Bain back here, but we got a penalty flag down, and the Tigers are applauding here. Offsides against Hastings. Offsides against Hastings. We could have got off the field right there, Jimmy, on a third down, incomplete pass, but it's an offside call against Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan will have another shot here on third down and 4 yards to go.
Well, and again, Mike, we just talk about mistakes, and penalties are your big killer, and they had a personal foul on the first drive that got Dakota Wesleyan out of trouble, and here was a third down play. Bain was hit hard in the backfield as he threw that football. The receiver was not even looking for it, and Riley Nickel nearly come up with the interception, so they'll march off the 5 yards. So much more manageable third down here, but again, it gives them a shorter distance to go and one more opportunity for this high-powered offense. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left here for Bain in the gun.
I think it was Bodine who lined up offside. Riley Nickler right in his face here defensively. Now they're going to set up a little screen. They get to Endress. Sidesteps a man at the 46-yard line, across the 45, down to the Bronco 43. So there's a mistake, Jimmy. Hastings commits the offside call in the previous play. They give Dakota Wesleyan another chance at that first down. They pick it up, and now they keep their drive alive as they move the ball down here to the Hastings College 43.
That is the seventh first down here in the first quarter for Dakota Wesleyan, and again, they only needed 5, and they pick up 7, and Enders, he's not afraid to receive the football out of there. Very dangerous receiving the football out of the backfield. Picks up the necessary yardage to get the ball down to the Hastings 43.
Bain is going to hand the ball away now to Endress. Endress angled off the left side, and he's going to be dropped down at the 41. So a pickup of only 2 yards on the play. Indiana Jones in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively. Riley Nicola coming up to make the stop as well. So a pickup of 2 yards on the play. Second down, 8 yards to go as the time is expiring here in quarter number one. From Mitchell, it's a 7-0 ball game. Hastings College trailing the 18th-ranked team of the country here this afternoon. Bain up under center, wide receivers left and right. They hand the ball away again to Endress. Is hemmed in, gets away across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. So a pickup of 5 yards in the play for the junior running back. And now Dakota Wesleyan looking at a very manageable situation again. Third down at about 2 yards to go. We still got another year of looking at this guy, Jimmy. He's just a junior, Josh Endress. How much damage can he do in 3 years or 4 years against Hastings?
Well, and exactly. The quarterback, Bain, he's only a sophomore, and Meilenberg's a junior, so we get the three dynamic, skilled guys for Brad Pohl back again next year.
Third down and 2 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball now at the Hastings College 36.
They're just going to let the clock down. No, they are going to snap it right at the last second.
Bain is going to rush out of there, and he's going to pick up the first down across the 30 as he slides down to the 28-yard line. He slides down to the 28-yard line where he picks up the first down. Braulio Castillo into the stop there for Hastings College. So they were looking at the clock, but now it's at 20 seconds, and they're back up to the line of scrimmage again.
I guess from my vantage point, I got one of the left upright right in the road, and then plus they're missing some light bulbs again. I can't figure out why we can't get enough light bulbs into some of the score clocks around the league.
Here's Endress again as they angle off to the right side, and Endress going to be stopped after a yard or so gain. Indiana Jones again and the stop there for Hastings College defensively. Indiana is the number one tackler on the defensive unit coming into the football game this afternoon. He's got 25 stops. Tyson Burrish also with 25 tackles, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. as we will switch ends here at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon. One quarter in the books from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 7, Hastings nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Midland out on top of Doan in the first quarter of play, 13-6. Concordia leading Dakota State 7-6. Kicking off at 1:30 today, just about now. Northwestern against Nebraska Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead here over Hastings, 7-0. Tigers now have the ball. Second down, 9 yards to go from the Hastings College 27-yard line. Bain wants to throw again, does so. The ball caught. Meilenberg at the 8-yard line to the 5 is into the end zone, touchdown. First play of the second quarter. That one was a 27-yard touchdown pass. So the same two guys that got together on the first touchdown for Dakota Wesleyan, they do it again. And again, it's a 27-yard touchdown pass.
27-yarder, and again, you allowed Meilenberg to get loose in that secondary right down the middle of the field, and we're making him look like an All-American right now today. He has had a huge day so far, a couple of touchdown catches, and we're going to see the kicker in for Dakota Wesleyan Evers to attempt a point after.
All right, so now it's a 13-0 ball game. Here comes the PAT. That one is good. So a couple of touchdowns from John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg. The PATs have been successful. And on the first play of the second quarter, Dakota Wesleyan has tacked on another 7. It's now Dakota Wesleyan 14, Hastings College nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, 14-0. The Tigers out on top of Hastings.
Mike, 18 yards of total offense in a quarter is not going to get it done offensively. That is what the Broncos had. They were -9 rushing in that first quarter. On the other side, Dakota Wesleyan with 141 yards of total offense. Bain, 8-4 passing for 63 yards. Dakota Wesleyan, 78 on the ground, but you can tack 27 more on to Bain's numbers for the day as he just connected with Meilenberg on the second touchdown pass of the day, and Dakota Wesleyan out in front of Hastings College 14-0. And 14:53 just underway here in the second quarter. But again, Mike, the Hastings College has to get something going offensively. You cannot allow your defense to be out on the field. They have been out there an awful lot. Matter of fact, 9:24 for Dakota Wesleyan and 5:36 for time of possession in that first quarter.
Evers gets into the football. Here's an onside kick. Hastings College is going to cover it up, though, here at the 48-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. Now Dakota Wesleyan says they got the football down here. A lot of pulling and shoving down here at the bottom of the stack, and they get the ball. Let's see, still no indication yet from Hastings. And now the Broncos are going to be penalized. The Broncos are going to be penalized. Tyson Palacios for Hastings College is going to be penalized at least 15 yards here for unsportsmanlike conduct. And we'll check out. I think Hastings recovered the thing at the bottom of the stack, but Palacios was sticking his nose in it.
Yeah,
he was not involved in the play.
No, he was 2-3 yards away from it, and he just kept trying to get in there. One of the officials grabbed him by the back a couple of times, and he shoved the official away to get in. I don't know what he was going to do because the play was already down. They were trying to pull bodies off. It was Colton Mueller, number 30, that was able to get on top of the football, but here's going to come the call, unsportsmanlike conduct on Hastings College, and again, another silly, silly penalty, and he was met at the hash marks by head coach Tony Harper. He is not happy with that.
Hastings would have had the ball after the unsuccessful onside kick at the 47 of Dakota Wesley, and now they have a 15-yard penalty. They'll get the football, but now they're going to have to start this drive on their own 39.
Well, and that would have been by far their best field advantage so far in the ball game. They'd have been in Dakota Wesleyan territory for the first time. Now they're a little bit ways back. Their ball is on the 40 here.
Here's John Dostal. He's under pressure as he rolls to his right. He unloads down the right sideline. The ball's going to be picked off. Trying to get the ball to Zach Beatty, and the ball is picked off down here at the Hastings College 40-yard line. Dave McGuire was the guy who picked it off for Dakota Wesleyan. They try to go down to Zach Beatty down the right sideline as Dossel just threw it out there. McGuire gets under it. He gets the interception, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball back at their own 36.
Well, and McGuire was in Beatty's hip pocket the whole time. John rolled to the Hastings College bench and tried to just force it in, and we've seen that a couple of times this year where, you know, Dostal will usually just tuck it up and run. Like last week, he was more poised out there, but here he tries to force one in there, and Dave McGuire steps in front, and now Dakota Wesleyan has it at their own 32 here, first and 10.
There's Endress carrying the ball right at the pipe here across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. Second interception of the season for our quarterback, John Dostal. That was the first interception of the year for David McGuire defensively. I'll tell you what, Dakota Wesleyan, that's their third interception of the year. They've also got seven fumble recoveries. They are already at plus five in the turnover margin here this season. They get one right here, and they get the ball back. Now second down at about 6 yards to go as Bain wants to throw the football. He comes to the right side. Bain has still got it, and he's going to be run out of bounds here at the 46-yard line. Still going to be about a two-yard shy of a first down, but Bain couldn't find anybody downfield. Good job by the Broncos secondary right there, locking up those tough wide receivers here this afternoon. Now Dakota Wesleyan looking at a third down situation. Hastings has got to make a stop here on third down.
Well, they really do, Mike. Kane Ellenberg doing a great job downfield on Meilenberg. He's been the go-to guy, and that's who Bain was looking for, deep downfield. He was all the way down to the 20-yard line looking for a big stretch play there. But, again, Ellenberg doing a great job defensively, and it sets up Dakota Wesleyan in a third and short here, third and one for the Tigers.
They will flood the field with three wide receivers to the left side. They will go that way. There's a nice catch. It is caught at the 45 of Hastings and run out of bounds. Nate Overden goes high out of the air. Jimmy climbs the ladder, and I think Hastings College thought that baby was going to be overthrown, but Overden climbs the ladder, comes down with it. He's got a first down for the Tigers.
We'll give him 12 on the reception, and over on coverage was Kyle Carruthers over there. But, yeah, exactly. I think Carruthers thought that ball was going to be overthrown, but a nice, nice reception. They're into Bronco territory again down to the 43.
There's a little pass that's swung out here. It's going to be grabbed at the 43 across the 40, still on his feet down here to the 36-yard line of Hastings. So they swing that ball out there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's Russell McGuire out of the backfield. He grabs it there for the Tigers on a pass from Bain. Takes the ball down here to the 36 of Hastings, so a pickup of about, 7 yards in the play. And Dakota Wesleyan looking at second down and 3 yards to go. Running.
Yeah, and again, Bain heating up. He's hit on his last four passes, and that one there will credit him with nearly 8 yards. So second down and short here as Dakota Wesleyan leading this ball game 14-0 already. They're on the move again.
Bain in the shotgun, hands the ball away to Andrus, dancing into the center of the field, gets away at the 35, and then wrapped up here at the 34-yard line. A pickup of about 2 yards on the play there. Indiana Jones in on the stop for Hastings College defensively. Alec Diffendaffer also getting up, and Tyson Bursch. So a pickup of a couple, but now Dakota Wesleyan looking at a third down. Third down and two situation. The ball just inside the 35-yard line. As Dakota Wesleyan will call this play here at the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers, Meilenberg split to the left side. One wide out will come to the right side now for the Tigers. As the quarterback, Bain, now going to be under center with Endress in the backfield here on third down and 2 yards to go. Bain has got the ball. He hands the ball away to Endress. He's got the first down as he angles off on the right side, and he is tripped up just as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Alec Diffendaffer gets a hand on him and brings him down, but now before Endress picks up a first down, so they will move the chains one more time. 12:06 to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan already out on top by a score of 14-0. Hastings has got to keep Dakota Wesleyan out of the end zone right here.
They need to shut the water tap off right now. The water's continuing to pour out, and if they allow them to go in here and get down by any more points, it's going to be disastrous for Hastings.
Andrews again angling off of the left side. They just keep the ball on the ground. They take the ball down to the 30-yard line of Hastings College. Tackle is made in there by Anthony Carrasco, the linebacker for Hastings. Broncos, by the way, not wearing white on white like they did at Concordia. They've got their white football tops on and their red bottoms this afternoon, the white football helmets. We quickly pointed out to the coaching staff for Hastings. The Broncos are 0-3 in those white-on-whites.
But they commonly come back and said, how many times have we lost in the white-on-reds, which is a good point. But
we're down here.
Nevertheless, yeah, exactly. Second down here in about 8 yards for Dakota Wesleyan.
Bain drops back to throw again. Play action pass. Bain floats to his right. Now he sets, and now he just throws the ball out of bounds. Throws the ball out of bounds here as Hastings College was applying the pressure that time. Busting through there for Hastings was Mason Cooper, who was playing on the defensive line there on that play for Hastings College. He got in there and drills John Bain. Bain had plenty of time, but finally things broke down and Cooper got in there. Bain does the right thing, just throws the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. Third down, down 7 yards to go for the Tigers.
Well, and again, another big third down play here. They've converted on two big third down plays, and Hastings College has given them a gift on one of those third down calls. We'll see what happens here. It's third down and 7 yards to go. The ball out at the Bronco 29-yard line. 11:06 left to go here till half.
Bain is going to want to throw the football again. He does wide open. He grabs the ball at the 20-yard line, down to the 15, and brought down to the 13-yard line. Nate Overton grabs the ball right in the center of the field. No one around for the Bronco defense. And right now, they have got the Hastings defensive coaches guessing here in the ball game this afternoon. Hastings has no answer for this offense, as they have moved the ball down to the 13-yard line. Another completed pass there for John Bain.
That is 124 yards already in the first half for Bain. 10 first downs for Dakota Wesleyan, and they are on the march again, looking to put more points on the board as they lead already in this game 14-0.
Line of scrimmage is the 14. Here's a handoff now to Endres. That time the Broncos get there. They bring him down. Endres thrown for about a yard loss. On the play right there, Tyson Burst into the stop there for Hastings College. Also getting through there, Indiana Jones for the Broncos. It's now second down. Actually, they lost about 2 yards in the play. You don't bring Josh Endres down too many times for a loss. The big guy throwing for a 2-yard loss there, and it's second down and 12.
Now, remember, he did everything but drive the bus away from the field last year. Rushed for 316 yards last year in this game against Hastings, right here on this same field. And it was a school record. Today's numbers for Endres, 16 carries and 64 yards.
Now we're just in the second quarter here this afternoon, 14-0. Tigers have the lead, driving for more inside the Bronco red zone. And now we've got a timeout here from the Tigers. So Brad Pohl wants to call a timeout here for Dakota Wesleyan. 9 minutes and 53 seconds to play. We are in quarter number two this afternoon. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 14, Hastings nothing.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked academics, nationally known athletics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 9:59 to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan out on top 14-0. Tigers looking at second down, 12 yards to go. They've got the ball now at the Hastings 16.
Total yards in the game, Mike. Dakota Wesleyan 204, Hastings College 18.
Wow. Hastings has not been able to do anything in offense here this afternoon. John Bain from the gun backs up. Quick little pass here, caught by Meilenberg at the 17. He's across the 15, makes a cut at the 10. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone, touchdown. He is into the end zone for a touchdown, a 16-yard touchdown pass. As Dakota Wesleyan gets in there for the third time here this afternoon.
Third touchdown of the afternoon for Meilenberg, and we're just in the first half of play. He's caught two of them, both of them for 27. This one goes for 16, and Bain just found Meilenberg in the middle of the field just on a little flare pass, and he was able to elude a couple of tacklers and get in the end zone from 16 yards out. And now Evers in the game, and that kick is good. So Dakota Wesleyan here with 9:50 left to go in quarter number two. Have got a lead on Hastings College, 21-0, and the Broncos, again, finding no offense here on a Saturday.
So that combination has worked three times so far this afternoon, Jimmy. John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg. It's been tough to shut down. That's why they're number one passer and the number one receiver in the conference here this week. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play In the first half, we'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings nothing.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boers Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Well, where Hastings College not playing like the number one scoring defense and the number one passing defense here this afternoon. 21 to nothing is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half as Evers gets into the football now for Dakota Wesleyan. He's going to drive this baby deep. In fact, it goes over everybody's head, about 9 yards deep in the end zone as Clayton Dean watches that one bounce across the end line, and Hastings will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Somebody's going to have to wave the magic wand offensively, Jimmy.
Well, they're going to have to, Mike. 18 yards of total offense in this game, and that's it. The Broncos have only run 12 offensive plays, 5 rushes. That's gone nowhere, minus 9 yards. And Dostal has thrown for 27 and a pick, but we're making their skill players look like Heisman Trophy candidates as Meilenberg, 4 receptions, 79 yards, and 3 touchdowns already in this ballgame.
There's Dostal going to hand the ball away to Keenan Balazs. He squirts through there across the 25 out to the 28-yard line. So a pickup of 8 yards there for Balazs. That's been our most successful rushing play of the afternoon. Nothing fancy as he just takes it off a right tackle.
It would be. It's positive yards, positive 8, when all 5 rushing plays have gone for either no gain or a loss. So we'll give him 8. Right now, Hastings College rushing game, minus 1 yard on 6 carries.
Second down, 2 yards to go for the Broncos. Hastings moving from our right to our left. John Dostal in there at quarterback, maybe changing the play here at the line. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal turns and hands the ball away again to Balazs. This time he's buried back here at the 26. So Hastings tries to go to Keenan Balazs again. He is buried back here at the 26-yard line. Jeff Mawson, the end of the stop there, the freshman linebacker out of Brandon, South Dakota. So now Hastings looking at 3rd down and 4 yards to go from their own 27.
Well, and I tell you what, Dakota Wesleyan's front, defensive front, really looking sharp right now. They have been in the backfield at Hastings College more than we've had any of our running backs in there. We have had one rushing play go for positive yards and 6 others go for negative yards. That was actually a loss of 1, so 3rd down and 3 for Hastings.
Dostal wants to throw the ball. Here's a pass to the right side. It's incomplete. Penalty flags go down. They try to get the ball to Zane Anstein. And I think the defensive back got there a little bit too soon. That was a Tom Jardining for Dakota Wesleyan. Got there a little bit too soon, and the penalty flags come out.
Well, and they try to get Zane exposed into this offense. He had a big game receiving last week against Briar Cliff, and they tried to get it to him on a slant pattern across the middle of the field. And Jardining just all over top of big Zane Anstein, and that's going to be a 1st down for Hastings College. They have had that's their 3rd 1st down of the afternoon. They've had 1 passing and 2 via the penalty, and they both come on pass interference calls.
All right, Nate Arnold is going to be your wide receiver down to the left side for Hastings. Michael DeVicke will be the wide out to the right side. As John Dostal will come to the line of scrimmage, he checks that play card. He'll have hands under center here as he looks to the far sideline, the Bronco bench, and now Dostal again looks over there, and he's going to call a timeout. Dave Camara over there on the far sideline, the co-offensive coordinator, signaling plays in for John Dostal. He went to a check system there with hands under center, then saw something he didn't like, got confused, and calls the timeout. So we got 8 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings nothing.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Midland out on top of the Doane College Tigers this afternoon by a score of 19-13. We will see Midland in a couple of weeks. 8:33 to play here in the first half. 21-0. Tigers have the lead. Hastings looking at 1st down, 10 yards to go from the 32. Play action pass. Dosta wants to throw. Sets up a screen. Ball is caught here. Nice play. 35-40, 45-50 inside Dakota Wesleyan territory. Down here to the 44-yard line. A screen pass set up to Zane Anstein. Zane Anstein grabs that ball there for Hastings College. He moves the ball all the way down here to the 44 of Dakota Wesleyan. That was our most successful play right there, Jimmy. Nice pass play.
Yeah, biggest play by far of the afternoon. They set it up beautifully. Got some blockers out in front of Big Zane, and he scampers down the field 23 yards into Dakota Wesleyan territory, down to the Tiger 44-yard line. Still plenty of time left here in quarter number two for the Broncos to get some points on the board here, but a good offensive play for Hastings.
Beatty comes in. Clayton Dean checks out. Hastings will go with an offset eye back there. Here's Dosto. Here's a little pass, a little bubble screen set up there to Novicki. He grabs the ball, but that's not going far. Goes from the 43 to about the 42. Pickup of 1 yard and a little bubble screen here to the left side. Second down, 9 yards to go. 7:40 to play here in the second quarter. The Broncos now in Dakota Wesleyan territory. I think Hastings has got to come away just mentally, if anything else, with some points here on this drive.
Well, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that Hastings has been in Dakota Wesleyan territory. And, yeah, we've got a good kicker in Johnny Garcia, so we'll see what happens here. Second down and 9, though, at the 43 of Dakota Wesleyan.
There's a handoff, Keenan Balazs, and now they've got the ball at the 42. From the 43 to the 42, a pickup of 1 for Keenan Balazs as he cannot find anything between the tackles here this afternoon. So now it's third down and 8 yards to go. Third down and 8 for Hastings as they move toward the goal line here. Northwestern out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 6-0 is the score. We've seen a ton of missed extra points today for some reason.
Must be windy all around.
Here's third down and 8. Now Dostal has got the ball. He backs up. He throws it right side. The ball's going to be caught. Nate Arl has got it over there for a first down at the 32-yard line. Nate Arl has got the ball. Now a late penalty flag comes down after Arl was already on the ground there. This goes against Dakota Wesleyan. That will tack on 15. So a nice play there, a nice pass play. John Dostal right on the money to a Nate Arl who hauls the ball in down here at the 33-yard line. And it's going to be a holding call against Hastings. Holding call on Hastings.
Well, the Broncos needed nearly 9 yards on that third down attempt.
They had that.
And they had plenty of it. They were way past the sticks as Arlt caught it a couple yards past the first down stake, but they'll bring this football back. So, again, Hastings College, that is, I've got them for 5 penalties already in the ball game, and every one of them have been very big and very costly here in this ball game. So now they'll mark it down. They'll bring it back to about the 43-yard line. So they're going to have about another 9 yards to go here for a first down.
It was not a hole. It was a penalty maybe on the Nate Arnold for maybe shoving away or something down there. So now it's going to bring up a third down and 9 situation. Concordia is out on top of Dakota State by the score of 14-6 in their ball game. We'll see Dakota State next week back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Third down, 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 43, and now Dave Camara wants to call a timeout. The co-offensive coordinator not happy there with the Bronco offensive unit. And he will call a timeout and bring the troops over to the sideline. So third down and 9. Hastings will have the ball at the Dakota Wesleyan 43-yard line. When we come back, we'll take a break with a score. The Tigers 21 and the Broncos nothing.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, South Dakota. Third down, 9 yards to go. Here's Dosta with the ball. He looks left. He throws a pass. It's going to be deflected and incomplete. That would have been a far short of a first down. They try to go across the middle there, right between the two hash marks to Travis Brown. I think that's the first time today that Dosta was thrown to Brown, but they had him covered up here at the 40-yard line. It would only have been about a 3 or 4 yard pass completion because he was not going to get away. They had a couple of Tigers draped all over him, so now Hastings will have to punt the football away. Still plenty of time left here in the second quarter. It's 6:22. Tyler Mertens will punt from his own 42.
Meilenberg and McGuire back deep. They'll stand about at the 12-yard line here to receive this Mertens punt.
Again, the wind blowing across the field here this afternoon. Mertens will get it up there. Flutters up there. Here comes Meilenberg. He's coming up to signal for the fair catch, and he makes it just shy of the 20-yard line. So a 26-yard punt there. But the scary thing is, here comes that number one ranked offense back out there, and they still have plenty of time to work. here in the second quarter with 6:14 remaining. 21-0. It is Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings here this afternoon, and the Tigers rolling up some big numbers against the Broncos' number one rated defense today.
They have put 220 yards of total offense on the charts so far today. And the quarterback, Bain, has really been, he's only got one incompletion in the last seven pass attempts.
Here's Bain, and he just dumps it away here. That's Endress with the ball. He slides through one tackler, two tacklers, 20, 25 out to the 27-yard line. Hastings had their hands on him twice. Could not bring him down. Endress brings the ball up here to the 27, so a pickup of about 8 yards in a play. It's now second down and 2 yards to go. Hastings College was giving up only 198 yards of total offense on defense. Their total defensive number is 198 yards per ball game. They've given up 220-plus so far here in the first half alone. Second down, 2 yards to go. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball on their own 28-yard line. They fake the handoff to a nope, they're going to give the ball away now. Busting through there is going to be Arthur Brown, who brings the ball away up here to the 38. So a pickup of 10 yards in the play to Arthur Brown. He seems so concerned with Endress. They've got another running back here, the freshman from Rosemead, California, that can scoot through there as he takes the ball up to 38 in the first down for the Tigers.
He's a little smaller. He's only a 6 foot tall, but he's a little smaller than Endress. But he got a nice seam right up the middle and picks up 10 yards and another first down as Endress gets the handoff here and just a short gain. Gain of about one for Endress right up the middle of the field. Hastings College had him covered up. That's the first time today they've really been able to keep him hemmed in.
So a quick little snap there by Dakota Wesleyan as they bring the ball up to the 41. Again, this is a team that does not huddle. Everybody just standing out there right now looking to the nearest sideline. Everybody's got wristbands on to have all the plays on it, much like Hastings College trying to do here this year. Now Dakota Wesleyan up to the line of scrimmage. And the quarterback, Bain, is up under center. He brings the ball back here to Endress. The ball has come loose, but Endress drops on top of it here at the 40-yard line. They jar the ball loose there, but Endress falls right on top of it back here at the 40-yard line. A loss of about a half a yard in the play, and now it's going to bring up a third down situation for Dakota Wesleyan, but the Tigers have been very good today. They've been very good throughout the season in third down conversions, hitting on 43.9% of their tries so far this year.
Yeah, they've converted on a couple here today, and they scored on one third down and long, so we'll see what happens. Third and nine here, ball right at the 40-yard line.
Three wide receivers split to the left side. One comes to the right. Bain wants to throw the ball again. His pass will be picked off. Picked off by Hastings. There's Tyson Burrish with the ball at the 45-yard line to the 50. Inside the Dakota Wesleyan territory to the 44. Tyson Burrish gets the second interception of the year for the Hastings College defense, and the Broncos get the ball back.
Great job by Tyson Burrish as he dropped back on coverage. They were looking downfield. I believe that was Meilenberg they were looking for, but Bain threw that one underneath his receiver, and Tyson Burrish doing a great job climbing the ladder, picking the ball off. He runs it back across midfield. The original line of scrimmage was, I believe, the same spot where the ball is right now at about the 43-yard line. So Hastings College with the first turnover of the game. We'll see what they can do with it here. Novicki to the left.
Here's a handoff to Keenan Balazs as he tries to sweep it to the right side. Balazs is going to be run out of bounds on the far side. Line of scrimmage, the 43. Balazs got it to about the 41, so a pickup of two on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. And now we look at the clock here. He did not quite get out of bounds, so the clock is running. We're down to 3:50 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, and one thing Hastings has yet to try to do, Mike, is go vertical. They have yet to go downfield to Novicki or Brown or try to get somebody involved in stretching the field. Dostal's been running from the defenders pretty much all day long, and just a couple wide receivers out for Dostal here.
All right, Dostal from the gun. He backs up. Dostal looks, and he throws it to the right side. The ball is going to be caught again, a short gain to the 36-yard line. So they get the ball to the 36 over there for Hastings. That was Michael Novicki again for the Broncos. Or rather, Zach Beatty. Zach Beatty over there for Hastings makes the reception at the 36. I would get my field glasses out there and try to get closer to the action, but I'm fearful of letting go of my papers.
Well,
they're gonna blow into the next county up here.
You've got enough of them in your left hand. I don't want to try to chase them down. They'll end up somewhere around the North Dakota border by the time we get them, as windy as it is here today. But third down here, third about four for Hastings.
From the 37-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan, here's a pass that's going to be behind Novicki that time. Dostal, that was a tough pass, Jimmy. Dostal was sprinting out left side. He tried to come back across his body and throw it into the middle of the field, and that was thrown behind Michael Novicki.
Well, he was rolling to the left side again.
Yeah,
he was sprinting, running from the defense again, and Novicki was lined up on the left side, but he was running to the right side, trying to hit a man in stride, throwing back across your body. That is tough, and it was behind Novicki But we got Hastings College here, fourth down, not much time left to go here till half. They will have a couple of wide receivers over here. That's Victor Sapp and Travis Downtown Brown, and Dostal will be in the gun.
Fourth down here, fourth down and about 4 yards to go. Hastings will go for it. Dostal picks up the low snap. He looks left. He pumps once. Dostal is on the move. Dostal in trouble. He's going to be buried. Ball comes loose down here, and Dakota Glusson recovers the fumble. It wouldn't have made any difference anyway because Dostal would not have got to the first down stakes, but Dostal tossed up the pig. And it's going to be recovered here by Dakota Wesleyan at the 37.
Boy, and again, great coverage by the Dakota Wesleyan secondary, not allowing any of the speedy Hastings College receivers to get wide open. And again, the pocket broke down. Dostal was forced out to the left side. And again, he tried to duck it up underneath like he did last week. He made some big gains out of nothing. But there, Dakota Wesleyan was there defensively. A couple of guys make him into a sandwich. And the ball pops out onto the turf, and the Dakota Wesleyan will take over here on the fumble. And they've got the ball at their own 36-yard line.
So here comes John Bain and that high-powered offense back out here. With just a couple of minutes to go in the second quarter, Dakota Wesleyan already out on top with a score of 21-0. Bain throws it out there. The ball is going to be caught here by Meilenberg. And Meilenberg this time is going to be wrapped up and thrown down. Tyson Burrish over there again for Hastings College. Knocks down Meilenberg pretty much at the line of scrimmage here. That's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. A great job again by Tyson Burrish.
Yeah, Tyson Burrish, just a man on a mission out there this season. He's tied with Indiana Jones, as you said earlier, with tackles. And what a couple of gifted guys Tony Harper has defensively out there. He's got several. They keep shuttling them all in. But right, the guys that really stand out this year so far has been Indiana Jones and Tyson Burrish. And a good play there. No gain. Second down and 10 here. 2:24 left to go till half.
Line of scrimmage again, the 37-yard line. Here's Meilenberg comes in motion. Bain backs up. Bain drifts to his left. He holds it, now throws it. It's going to be caught on the sideline, but he's out of bounds. Out of bounds right in front of the Bronco bench. That was, I think, McGuire over there for Dakota Wesleyan. The ball is out of bounds, so an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up third down and 10.
Alec Diffendaffer on coverage over there with McGuire right there in front of the Hastings College bench. And, again, I don't even think that ball was caught. I think it bounced, squirted out of McGuire's hand. So third down and long here. And Hastings College could get a chance with a stop here to get the football back with just a little bit of time left till half.
Midland 19, Doan 19. A couple of top teams in the GPAC squaring off this afternoon in Crete. So third down and 10 from the 37-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers in the gun. Here's a John Bain again. He's got plenty of time. Throws it left side. The ball this time is going to be caught right there on the far sideline. And the catch is made by Clayton. Clayton gets the reception over there for Dakota Wesleyan. Udell Clayton. And a first down for the Tigers, so they go right to the first down stakes. Udell Clayton, a great job there finding the first down marker, Jimmy, then grabbing the ball and getting out of bounds.
Yeah, that is first down number 12, and that's an even 100 yards of passing here for Bain. In just his second quarter, he's got 162 passing yards in this ball game as they've neared midfield.
All right, Bain's going to back up again. He wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Hastings College gets to him in a sack. Back here at the 45-yard line, Hastings records a sack there on Bain. That's the first time this afternoon that Bain has been sacked.
Chase Langdenberg in there for Hastings College defensively. There's been several guys that have had some big, big games. Last week, Langdenberg, Melise, Torrey Warren having some big big plays last week against Briarcliff. But that's the first time they've been able to get to Bain today, and they bring him down for nearly a 5 yard loss, second down, and nearly 15 for Wesleyan.
All right, second down. That's only the second sack of the year given up by the offensive line of Dakota Wesleyan. Here they swing the ball out here. That's going to be grabbed by Endress as he brings the ball up to the 47-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Now the Tigers quickly call a timeout. Yeah, Dakota Wesleyan has recorded only one sack offensive. Their offensive line has done a great job so far this season for Hastings College. That is their eighth sack of the season. So Hastings got to a John Bain on that preceding play. Now Dakota Wesleyan will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down at 12 yards to go. The Tigers have called a timeout. So we'll take a break with the score, Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, South Dakota at the Q. Joe Quintal Field, they call it here officially. Known to the local people as the Q. So that's where we're at here this afternoon. It's windy in Mitchell today. evidently windy across the entire Midwest. Well, we got six extra points missed in action across the GPAC today.
Yeah, Dona Midland tied up at 19. They have had two missed extra points apiece, and there is six total across the GPAC missed extra points here today. Third down and long here for Dakota Wesleyan.
Third down and 12 as Bain backs up. He's going to throw to the right side. Meilenberg is out there. Oh, what a catch he makes, but he's out of bounds. He goes up one-handed right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench, but he comes down out of bounds. Meilenberg, very athletic wide receiver. He goes up and grabs that one. Boy, it's like he jumped out of his shoes there. He comes down with that baby, but he's just out of bounds.
Looked like he had some sort of springy apparatus on his feet. Exactly. He went very high right here in front of the bench. When he jumped, the players were standing on the sidelines. His waistline was above their helmets from our vantage point. He went high into the air. What an outstanding athletic move to make that catch, but it was out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan's got a punt.
All right, here comes the low kick. Riley Nicola comes down to chase it down, but he can't get there, and it goes over his head into the end zone and out. And Hastings College will start this drive first down and 10 of their own 20-yard line. So first down and 10 of their own 20-yard line. We've got just under a minute to play, so Hastings already trailing 21-0. You don't want to do anything foolish down here, Jimmy, to maybe turn the thing over and allow Dakota Wesleyan to score again. But you also might want to try to work the ball into field goal range for Johnny Garcia. So first down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at their own 20-yard line as they come up here. John Dostal has got it. Hands it away. Keenan Balazs slides through their 25 to the 30. Keenan breaks outside to the 35-yard line. And Keenan ran out of bounds here at the 39. A pickup of 19 yards on the play there by Keenan Balazs.
That is the biggest running play today for Hastings College. I was just figuring up some numbers. 56 yards of total offense before that play. So we'll give them now 65 yards of total offense. And the fifth first down is Keenan Balazs goes off right side and gets 19 yards. They got the ball out to the 38. Inside a minute left to play till half.
About 50 seconds to go. Balazs is going to get the call again. Not this time as the Tigers right there. Balazs is knocked down in the backfield. A loss of a couple of yards in the play there as the Tigers get to him. And now Hastings College looking at a second down and 12 situation. I think it's Berkmeyer coming up to make the stop there for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Now Hastings maybe letting this baby expire here in the second quarter. We're down to 25 seconds to go, 20 seconds in the play clock. So Hastings will have to snap it at least one more time. They rush up here to the line of scrimmage. Travis Brown splits out wide to the left side. Dostal in the gun as he turns and hands it away to Balazs. Balazs to the 43, and that's probably going to be the last play of this first half here this afternoon from Mitchell as the clock is going to expire in the end zone. Both teams are going to start to head off the field here this afternoon. So the Broncos struggling offensively this afternoon against the number one rated offense on the other side of the field in Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers have had the upper hand so far here in this football game. We're at halftime this afternoon at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota. The score is Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Michael Jimmy Purcell back here at Mitchell, South Dakota. We're at halftime. Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The 18th ranked Tigers out on top of Hastings by the score of 21-0 in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan scores in their first possession here this afternoon. They marched the ball 76 yards in 12 plays. They get a 27-yard touchdown from John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg. The point after was good, 7-0 in favor of Dakota Westland. Then on the first play of the second quarter, that same combination hooked up again. And again, it was a 27-yard touchdown pass. Bain to Meilenberg, the PAT good, 14-0 to score. And then at the 9:50 mark of the second quarter, hey, why not try it again? It's worked twice before. John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg, this time for 16 yards. PAT good again. That's the end result here in the first half, 21-0 is the score as Dakota Westland has got the lead. Hastings College really struggling offense, and we have not sniffed the goal line as of yet this afternoon.
No, we haven't, Mike, and they're really rushing the football against this Dakota Westland rush defense. They have played outstanding. They have held Hastings College to only 23 yards of total rushing offense here today, and Dostal really not much offense throwing the football. He's got 27 in the first quarter and 28 yards in the third quarter. So the Broncos unofficially here in the first half, 55 yards of passing offense and 23 yards of rushing for 78 total yards of offense. The Broncos with five first downs in the ball game. Keenan Balazs with a boatload of carries today, but really having a hard time getting a seam or anything going. He did have one carry for 19 yards, so he's got 12 carries and 21 yards here in the ball game. The other big play today has been a 23-yard pass reception to Zane Anstein. He's got one catch. Michael Novicki has three catches for 18 yards here in the ball game. We look on the side of Dakota Westland, John Bain really getting the job done. Last year it was Dakota Westland running all over top of Hastings College. Today it is throwing the football against Hastings College. As Bain has totaled up 162 yards of passing offense and three touchdowns, and those three touchdowns have gone to one guy, Meilenberg. He has three touchdowns, 80 yards of receiving and three touchdowns. Those have come from 27, 27, and 16 here today. Rushing the football, they've Broncos have done a decent job today against Andrus and the rushing attack for the Tigers. They've totaled 89 yards on the ground, so 251 of total offense in the first half, 12 first downs for DWU. Enders, by the way, 19 carries in the first half, 67 yards. So, again, they've kept him hemmed in. It's a far cry from giving up the 312 to what they did last year, but it's the pass defense today that has suffered, and they've allowed Meilenberg to get loose in the middle, and we've seen his feet. He can catch it in the middle, and he can elude traffic, and he can take it the distance. So, right now, the Broncos really trying to find any answers offensively. We've seen the same type of stuff happen in Concordia. Offensively, we just could not move the football, and this is a lot better team than Concordia is, and the Broncos coaching staff has a big hurdle to climb. They've got to try to get something done offensively here to get some points on the board.
So Dakota Westland with 250-plus yardage so far here in this first half of play. Hastings as a team has been giving up only 198 yards, and we're only at halftime, gang. They were the second-best team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in total defense, giving up only 198 yards per ball game. Dakota Westland has put 250-plus on us so far through the first two quarters.
Yeah, they have, and you look at time of possession, that defense, I mean, we can keep shuttling players in and out like we've done, that's fine, but they have been on the field an awful long time. Dakota Westland with 18-18 time of possession in that first half as opposed to 11-42 for Hastings College. Penalties here this afternoon, Hastings 5 for 49 and Dakota Westland 2 for 17. Again, the individual leaders here in the first half, Keenan Blodge again, 12 carries, 23 yards officially, his longest carry of 18 yards here today. John Dostal has run it one time for a no gain. Again, Dostal, 8 of 13 passing, one interception, 64 yards here in the ball game. He spread the ball around pretty good. Four different receivers today have caught the ball from Dostal. Mike Novicki leading the way, three receptions and 15 yards officially. Zane Anstein, one catch, 24. Nate Arlt, one catch, 9. And Clayton Dean, one catch for 9 as well. Tyler Mertens had a pretty busy half of football, three punts for an average of 35.7, 46 being the longest. And kickoff returns here today, Riley Nicola, one for 14, and then Colton Mueller just covering up that onside kick for no gain. Again, we look on the side of Dakota Westland. They officially total up 260 yards on 48 snaps today in the first half, 160 through the air, 100 on the ground. Individual leaders, again, Josh Endres, 19 carries, 70 yards, 19 yards being his longest rush today. Arthur Brown with a couple of totes and 18 yards, and John Bain, the quarterback, with six carries and 12 yards. John Bain throwing today. Again, we've talked about a big half of what he has done. 13 of 21 passing, one interception. Tyson Burch was the recipient of that one. 160 total yards, three touchdowns today for John Bain in the first half. And again, four different receivers, with Meilenberg leading the way, five receptions, 80 yards, three touchdowns. Nate Overton, three receptions and 46 yards. Josh Endress, three receptions, 17 yards coming out of the backfield. And Udale Clayton, one reception and 11 yards. Derek Carlson today punting the football, two punts, an average of 44 yards. And again, no kickoff returns for, or no kicks for Hastings College, so there's no kick return yardage for Dakota Wesleyan. But again, it leaves Dave Kamara and the offensive guys to try to scratch their heads and figure something out. Hastings College with only 87 yards of total offense on 26 snaps in the first half, and they have just had all kinds of troubles getting things going today. First downs, by the way, only five for the Broncos and 17 for Dakota Wesleyan, but DWU doing everything they want to through the air and rushing the football. They've just kind of had a pretty much an average day, but the Broncos really have a lot of wood to chop here in the second half.
All right, we'll see if we can find the axe.
Or a saw.
Yeah, we're going to need some here. We're at halftime, 21-0. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Stick around. Coming up, we have got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then we'll head back to the KHAS Sports Studios. Tyson Ervonik will get us up to date on all the scores and all the action going on across the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. And with major college football across the nation, we've got the second half coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Football on 1230 KHAS.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by TNL Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile TNL pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during TNL's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call TNL Irrigation or your TNL dealer today to learn more. TNL, proven technology that works.
Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Courtney Spahn, a senior from Mesquite, Nevada, majoring in recreation and sports management with a 3.32 GPA. Spahn started her junior year for the Hastings College women's basketball team, averaged 7.9 points a game and 4.9 rebounds. She had 61 assists and 25 steals. She's on the Dean's List for the 2010 and 2011 school year, and her hobbies include any sport, hiking, or outdoor activities. Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, once again, senior basketball star Courtney Spahn. Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by TNL Irrigation, proudly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard presented by Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson Veronica along with you.
as Hastings College finds themselves down in Mitchell, South Dakota, 21-0. At halftime score there, Dakota Wesleyan leading the Broncos 21-0. Other games going on across the GPAC. It's been a wild day in the GPAC, and we'll get to this in just a second as to why. Right now, scores across the GPAC, Midland and Doan tied at 26. Dort is up 7-0 against Briarcliff. That is a halftime score that just came into us. Dort 7, Briarcliff 0. Dakota State and Concordia, they are tied at 14 at halftime. And Northwestern is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 13-6. And that game is nearing halftime. They are in the second quarter there. They had a 1:30 start over there. But Northwestern 13, Nebraska Wesleyan 6. As to why, it's a wild day in the GPAC. Missed extra points are apparently the order today. In the Midland-Doan game, there's been 2 extra points missed for Midland, 2 extra points missed for Doan. That totals 4. In the Dakota State-Concordia game, Dakota State missed an extra point, so that makes 5. And then you add 2 extra points that have been missed, 1 for Nebraska Wesleyan and 1 for Northwestern. That is a total of, by the time the halftime scores are in, a total of 7 missed extra points across the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan not missing any extra points. They are up 21-0 on Hastings College, but 7 missed extra points across the GPAC. In the Midland-Doan game, Midland went up on top 26-19. Doan runs the ensuing kickback to tie it up 26-26. That's where we stand right now. Let's get a look at some interesting games going down to the wire in top 25 college football action. Just wrapping up, Illinois wins in a shootout against Northwestern. Illinois wins that game 38-35. Northwestern, at the end of the game, they tried to do one of those Cal Stanford plays. They got as far as to the 30. They're 30 yards away from the end zone before finally being stopped by Illinois. And it looks like Texas A&M has just taken the lead over Arkansas. Field goal just went through. They are at 4:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. A&M leads that game 38-35. However, A&M was up 35-17 at halftime. Arkansas has came back and made that a ball game. Other games going on across the top 25. Number 1 ranked LSU, they are shutting out Kentucky with 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They are up 28-0. Boise State just kicked off and just scored. So 7-0 early for the Boise State Broncos, the 4th ranked Boise State Broncos playing on the blue turf. Michigan, they look pretty good today, look pretty sharp in their Big Ten debut. They're playing Minnesota and currently shutting out the Golden Gophers 51-0. Michigan leading Minnesota, 19th ranked Michigan Wolverines. The number 8 Cornhuskers, they are playing in their big game tonight. 7 o'clock in Camp Randall Stadium, they take on the Wisconsin Badgers at 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5. Pregame show is already underway, and a postgame show will be going on long into the morning hours. So Mike and Jimmy, as you're returning from Mitchell, South Dakota, you'll have plenty of time to listen to Big Red Reaction. But that is the big game in the Big Ten. The number 8 ranked Cornhuskers playing on the road in Camp Randall to the number 7 Wisconsin Badgers. Plenty of other top 25 games on the schedule tonight. We'll preview them all coming up here on the Halftime Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, when we come back after the break.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
And once again, let's preview these top 25 games that are going to be going on a little bit later this evening. First of all, a 6 o'clock start as the second-ranked Oklahoma Sooners, they'll do battle against Ball State. The big game in the swamp is between the 12th-ranked Florida Gators and the 3rd-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. That is a 7 o'clock start, and that game will be broadcasting on CBS. The 6th-ranked Stanford Cardinals, they will be playing a late game tonight, 9:30 against the UCLA Bruins. Stanford and UCLA playing at 9:30 tonight. South Carolina, Steve Spurrier will take on the Auburn Tigers in an SEC battle. That game will be getting underway here momentarily, just a few minutes from now. South Carolina going to be battling Auburn. And then we have a 7 o'clock start. It's the 11th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies playing the 13th-ranked Clemson Tigers. That game is in Blacksburg, Virginia. That game will be broadcast on ESPN2 around 5 o'clock this evening. A Big 12 battle as Baylor will take on Kansas State. That's a 2:30 start. A 6 o'clock start for the 17th-ranked Texas Longhorns. They are on the road to play the 3-0 Iowa State Cyclones. 3-0 State, Iowa State, trying to upset the 17th-ranked Texas Longhorns at 6 o'clock tonight. SMU plays TCU. That's another 2:30 kickoff getting underway here momentarily. A 2:30 kickoff between Georgia Tech and North Carolina State. Georgia Tech takes their 4-0 record on the road. They will play North Carolina State at 2:30 this afternoon. Your last 2:30 start will be the West Virginia Mountaineers as they get set to take on Bowling Green. So that's your halftime scoreboard update once again across the GPAC. Midland Doan tied at 26. Dort up 7-0 on Briar Cliff at halftime. Halftime score 14-14 Dakota State and Concordia. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 13-6. That is late in the second quarter. And Dakota Wesleyan up 21-0 on the game that you can hear right here on 1230 KHES. They're up on the Hastings College Broncos, 21-0. 7 extra points are missed. And so far, what has been a wild week in the GPAC. Let's get you out to the game after the break. We'll get back Mike Will, Jim Purcell for the second half. Hastings College, Dakota Wesleyan here on 1230 KHAS.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. You've got some important information for us today, right, Tom?
Yes, Blaine. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska patients can now get free of charge vaccinations for flu, shingles, and pneumonia. And yes, Blaine, that is free of charge flu shots. For details, stop in at Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue or give us a call at 462-4466.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Burt's Drugstore in downtown Hastings.
Due to a mechanical failure at the Whalen Energy Center Unit 2, the open house scheduled for this Sunday, October 2nd, will be postponed until a future date. Hastings Utilities apologizes for any inconvenience that this postponement causes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 21-0. No secret, the Broncos have got to look for some offense here in the second half.
Well, they really do, Mike, and only 87 yards of total offense on 26 plays for Hastings College in that first half, and just really struggling getting it going either on the ground or throwing the football. They've got 64 passing yards and 23 rushing yards. And it's no secret they've got to try to find an answer here against this Dakota Wesleyan offense or defense. You look at offensively for the Tigers, 260 total yards, and it's been John Bain, the quarterback, who has done the damage with Meilenberg. He has had a huge afternoon. One thing I look here on the stat sheet, Mike, you talk about third down conversions, how good Dakota Wesleyan is. They're 8 of 11 today. That is very, very impressive, and they've scored on at least one third down situation, I know, and they've been able to convert several other times here today. And Hastings College, on the other hand, third down conversions, one of five here this afternoon in Mitchell. So it's just been a tough offensive go for Hastings College so far, but we got one half of football, and they trail here to the Tigers 21-0.
Is it just me, or is the wind picking up? Look at the flag down here in the end zone. That baby, good thing she's attached with a double extra heavy
double
duty cord.
Double slip knot.
Yeah. Winds are blowing big time here today.
I think it's been slowly picking up through the course of the day. When we got up here, I noticed on the drive up, once the sun finally did raise on the east side of things, it was really whipping around on the trees on the way up here. And there hasn't been too many times, even when we come up here pheasant hunting, that the wind isn't blowing like this. You ask the SID, is it always windy here? And she wanted to know if that was a real question. So, yeah, it's a windy, windy day here in Mitchell. You can hear it through the crowd mic.
Can you imagine if this was in the middle of November or December, what kind of a day this would be?
Well, we come up here in the middle of December for pheasant hunting, tell you how crazy we are on windy, cold conditions. But, yeah, I know we wouldn't have these windows open. But temperature-wise, a very pleasant afternoon, and again, not too many clouds in the sky as Hastings College will look to receive this Evers kick back deep for Hastings College. It's going to be Victor Sapp and Clayton Dean for Hastings College.
Where do you see Victor Sapp? Where do you see
Victor Sapp? Oh, I thought I'd seen one over on the far sidelines. That is Nate Arnold over there. He was standing just kind of at the angle. It looked like a number one. So we're underway in the second half here. Hastings College receiving the kick.
And Nate's going to, it bounces over his head. He picks it up at the 5-yard line. He's back to the 10, and Nate gets away to the 15-yard line. He approaches the 20, but he's going to be drugged down there. little bit more dramatic than what a kickoff should be, but Nate Arnold, that's Nate. Get the ball to the 20-yard line or so, and that's where Hastings College will start. First down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Broncos moving from our right to our left here in quarter number three this afternoon. So Hastings trailing in the ball game 21-0. We've had a little bit of success throwing the ball on occasion. Just cannot put together a consistent drive here this afternoon. Here's a Dostal. They're going to run the ball again. That's Keenan Balazs as he goes straight ahead out to about the 23-yard line. So Keenan Balazs picks up about three on the play. Tackle is made in there by DeMay Christopher, who is into the stop there. One of the linebackers, a sophomore out of Sioux Falls, making the stop. Second down and about 7 yards to go. Hastings huddling up now as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal in the gun. Going to hand the ball away to Keenan. And Keenan brings the ball to the 25. Well, now Hastings looking at third down and 5 yards to go. Obviously, the Bronco offensive coaching staff likes what they're getting out of the running game. But Keenan has had a rough afternoon. These yards have come tough to come by here against this defense of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings now looking at third down and 5 yards to go from their own 25-yard line. Wide receivers split out to the left and to the right. They check their play cards here. Dostal is up under center. Balazs in the backfield, and they fake the ball to Balazs this time. They throw it across the middle. It's going to be caught out here at the 35-yard line. That's going to be a first down right into the center of the field. They get the ball out here. That's Zane Anstein. That's his second reception of the ball game. Just goes out there and plants himself at the 38. Dostal delivers that baby right on the money. It's a first down, Hastings.
13-yard gain right across the field. A good protection there by the front line of Hastings College. Dostal delivered the ball right across the middle. There was a couple of defensive backs right there in the area, but Zane able to haul the ball in. 13-yard gain out to the 38-yard line. First down, Broncos.
Here's Dostal hands the ball away to Balazs, and he is stuffed in the backfield back here at the 35. And getting through there is Aaron Rowland again for Dakota Wesleyan. Aaron Rowland, the junior, has made a couple of nice plays so far for the Tigers. He had 4.5 sacks coming in here as a defensive lineman. That time he was in the backfield again and spills Keenan Balazs for a 3-yard loss.
That is the second time that Rowland has been in the backfield and a shot out of a cannon. He brought Keenan down for a loss of nearly 3 yards, so second down and long here for Hastings.
Just under 13 minutes to play, third quarter, play action pass. Dostal steps in, puts the pocket, throws the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete and big time hit on Nate Arnold, and Nate just pops right back up.
David McGuire, the defensive back on the head. Boy, Nate Arnold, we've seen him take shots in high school. He'll pop right up like a little Pop-Tart, but my goodness, he took a shot. He's going to come off the field as Victor Sapp's going to replace him, but I don't know. Now Nate's going to run back in. Maybe he doesn't know where he's at.
Somebody tell Nate where the sideline's at.
My goodness, was that a hit and a half.
Now he is going to check out. Nate's going to head back to the sidelines. I'll guarantee you Nate Arnold will remember that, though.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll search that guy out and hopefully burn him later in the ballgame, huh? Here's a third down situation now as Dostal looks left. He looks right. Now he's going to run with the football at the 30. He's at the 35 to the 40. He's at the 45-yard line to the 50. Inside Dakota Wesleyan territory down to the 48. That's a first down. John Dostal scrambling out of trouble there. Uses his feet to get the first down as Hastings has got the ball in Dakota Wesleyan territory at the 48.
That is first down number 7 on the afternoon. And, again, John Dostal did that so well last week against Briarcliff. When things weren't downfield, he didn't try to force one in there. And then the pocket broke down. He'll scramble out of there. He's got some good feet. And he picks up 17 yards into Dakota Wesleyan territory. So now Hastings trying to mount a comeback here. They've got a nice drive going so far into Dakota Wesleyan territory down to the 48-yard line.
We've driven the ball down 32 yards here on this drive. Look out, Dostal wants to throw. He gets rid of the football. There's a fumble. They knock the football loose. It is picked up by the Tigers at the 35-yard line and returns it to the 30. John Dostal got hit from the blind side, and the ball is recovered there. Got hit by Mawson, I believe. It is picked up by Dakota Wesleyan, and now the Tigers have the ball on the turnover from Hastings. That was a huge hit from the blind side of the quarterback, John Dostal.
Well, they weren't going to let Dostal stand back there and try to throw that one. He dropped a big, long seven-step drop there. And, my goodness, coming from the backside, Dostal never seen him. Mawson comes in on the blitz. He rocks the ball loose, and now Dakota Wesleyan's got it at the Hastings 30-yard line, first and 10.
Zach Recker, I think, was the guy who pounced on it there for the Tigers. Here's a play-action pass now for Dakota Wesleyan. They throw it to the near side, incomplete. Trying to get the ball to a Meilenberg. Tyson Burris in coverage there for Hastings College. So a turnover on Hastings. It came just as the Broncos had a nice drive going and had pushed the ball into Dakota Wesleyan territory. They cannot survive a big hit there by Mawson, one of the linebackers for Dakota Wesleyan. They create the turnover, and now Dakota Wesleyan is trying to cash in here with some points here in the third quarter. 21-0 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. DWU with the ball down here at the Hastings College 30. Here's a throw. Meilenberg grabs it and then drops it. Meilenberg had it in his hands and then dropped it at the 32-yard line. Hastings over here right in his face. That was Anthony Carrasco, the linebacker. But Meilenberg cannot haul it in as he lets it fall into the turf here. So it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and 10.
That is the 23rd pass attempt here in the afternoon for Bain. And he still sets with 162 yards and three touchdowns. He'll look at a third down and 10 here as he's got Andrus. Now he'll go in motion to the left side.
As he stands in the gun, Bain waiting for the snap here. Bain has got it. He backs up, looks right, throws right. The ball is going to be incomplete. That was probably the worst pass he's thrown all day. That was well behind the intended receiver. That was Udell Clayton running a little slant pattern from the right side of the formation toward the center of the field. That was thrown behind him. So now it's fourth down and 10 yards to go. They go to Wesleyan with the ball down here at the Hastings 30.
They're going to roll the dice here. Brad Pohl going to go for it.
Yeah, why not? You're up 21-0 with the wind the way it is. You can't really guarantee a field goal from this spot. So it's fourth down and 10. They go for it from the Bronco 30. Same play. They throw it back here. Meilenberg grabs the ball. Meilenberg trying to get away. And they've got him stuffed back here at the 34-yard line. A loss of 4 yards on the play on the completed pass. Getting through there for Hastings is Torrey Warren. Warren, the sophomore, playing on the defensive line there, stayed right at home and brings down Meilenberg, and Hastings College will get the ball back.
Good job. Big defensive stand there for Hastings College. And as Meilenberg stood over here to the right side, he just kind of took a couple steps downfield, and then Bain got him the football. They had some blockers coming back, but Torrey Warren, again, staying home, doing a great job defensively. And then a host of white jerseys join in on the party, and they bring him down for a loss of nearly 5 yards. So Hastings will take over on downs here. They've got it at their own 34-yard line here in the third quarter.
So the turnover doesn't bother the Broncos. John Dostal back out there. Dostal rolls to his right under pressure. Dostal's going to run the ball. He's at the 35-yard line and tripped up at the 37. Dostal gets a couple of yards on the play there on the quarterback scramble to the far side. Brought down at the 37 by Dakota Wesleyan. And Hastings now looking at second down at about 8 yards to go. A tackle is made in there by DWU. That is Jordan Hermson, the middle linebacker, the product out of Sioux Falls, getting over to make the stop. So second down and 6 yards to go. Gain of four in the last play by John Dostal. Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage. That's the 34-yard line. Hand off to Keenan Balazs. Angles left side. He's brought down. Balazs maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. He is a tackle in the play there by big number 96, that's a Zach Rucker, the 245-pound junior from Adrian, Minnesota, a defensive lineman for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to bring up a third down and six situation. The ball now at the 38-yard line of Hastings.
Boy, Keenan Balazs finding it very tough to run against this Dakota Wesleyan rush defense. 16 carries now and only 21 yards for Balazs in the afternoon.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Dostal with the ball, backs up, looks. Dostal throws the ball to the right side. It's going to be caught. Did he hang on to it? I think he did. Zane Anstein goes down and cradle the ball near the turf, and he hangs on to it. Dakota Wesleyan players were signaling it's an incomplete pass. The guys in the black and white suits, the guys that matter, it didn't make any difference. They say, yeah, that's a catch, and Hastings has a first down.
Another nice catch by Zane Anstein. That's two of them here in the second half. That one goes for eight, so a couple of receptions here in the second half for Zane, 21 yards. That is the eighth first down, and the Broncos inch the ball out towards midfield. They've got it at their own 47-yard line.
Concordia leading Dakota State 21-14, start of the third quarter. We'll see Dakota State next week in a non-conference game back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Dostal takes another hit, fires it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. John Dostal took another hit there by the Dakota Wesleyan defense. The pass was going to be incomplete across the middle and to bring up a second down situation, second down and 10. Northwestern out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan 20-6. And some GPAC conference football going on this afternoon in Orange City, Iowa. So second down and 10. Hastings with the ball now at their own 48-yard line. 10:09 to play in the third quarter. Broncos trailing by the score of 21-0. Dostal is going to come back and hand the ball away to Balazs. Balazs trying to get outside and going to be tripped up. Tripped up out here by Dakota Wesleyan. And coming over to make the stop is Mike Barno. Barno, a 220-pound junior from Bell Poche, South Dakota. That's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and 9 yards to go. Keenan runs a long way there, but only picks up 1 yard in the play.
Yeah, picks up 1 yard. And, again, this Dakota Wesleyan defense very fast as Blage is very fast himself, but just couldn't outrun the linebacker there and brought down right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench right at midfield. So third down right at the 50-yard line. Third down, and we'll call it 8 yards to go.
Hastings 1 out of 5 on third down attempts in the first half. Dosta wants to throw. Backs up. He's going to throw the ball down the right sideline, and it's going to be incomplete. Penalty flags down. Penalty flags are down. Travis Brown was down there for Hastings, but a lot of contact back there. That was Jesse Holes, I believe, number 37, over there and covers the quarterback on that left side. Had some contact out there, and we're going to have an interference call, I believe, here on Dakota Wesleyan. That will give Hastings a first down.
I believe that'll be the third one today that's going to cost Dakota Wesleyan a first down. And again, Travis Brown out there was just absolutely tackled by Holes. And there's the indication from the head official. That's going to be a first down. Hastings College, that's number 9. 3 of them today via penalty.
Travis Brown mauled in a play down there, so Hastings College will get a first down. Broncos moving the ball into Dakota Wesleyan territory.
And Hastings College getting very deep to their deepest penetration into Dakota Wesleyan territory. They've got the ball marked down at the DWU 35-yard line, first and 10.
Dostal from the gun again. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal backs up, looks. Dostal holds it, now throws it to the far side, incomplete. Trying to get it to Zane Anstein. He just maybe threw that maybe out of bounds. Back in the pocket a long time, and finally had to dump it away, and it was out of bounds, second down and 10.
He had a couple of guys bearing down on him. Aaron Rowland, again, the linebacker that's been in on a couple of sacks today, was bearing down on Dostal. Dostal seen him coming, and wisely, right before Rowland got there, just threw it out of bounds. So second down and 10 here for Hastings.
God being bounced around here a little bit.
Yeah.
They got a lot of pressure in there from the Dakota Wesleyan defense here this afternoon. Second down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball from the 35. Dostal sprints out left side, holds it, now throws it. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be incomplete. The ball is tipped there by Dakota Wesleyan. That was Craig Hagenfeldt getting the tip there for Dakota Wesleyan. Knocks it out of the air, and Dostal now looking at a third down situation. Third down and 10 from the Dakota Wesleyan 35. We're probably in four down territory, aren't we, from here?
Well, I would think so. Trailing 21-0 as Dostal again rolls to the near side of the field. Again, that's a tough throw to go downfield, throwing back across your body. And Travis Brown drew one-on-one coverage with David McGuire and had a couple of steps on him. But again, he had a lot of pressure coming in there defensively, and that ball was batted down. So another big third down, third and 10. Here for Hastings.
Here's Dostal. What's the quick snap? He's got it. Now swings it out here. Keenan grabs the ball at the 37 to the 35 to the 30, and he's knocked out of bounds. Still going to be about 5 yards shy of a first down. Keenan Blage is knocked out of bounds there by David McGuire, the cornerback here on this right side, the senior from Chula Vista, California. Now Hastings College looking at a fourth down situation. The Broncos are going to be forced to go for it here. Fourth down, about 4 yards to go. The ball just inside the 30.
Pointing again back to that play, just a little screen pass to Blodge. He brings it to the near side of the field. But again, McGuire, the cornerback over there, 5'10", 175 pounds, but he hits like a Mack truck. That was a big collision with him and Blodge. But here we go, fourth down, fourth and nearly 5 for Hastings.
Two wide receivers split to the right side. Here's Dawson with the ball. His pass across the middle is going to be caught by Zane Anstein. That's a first down. Zane Anstein reaches behind him to grab that ball. He holds that baby in. Hastings with a first down at the 22.
That is three receptions here for Zane Anstein in this half for 28 yards, and they've all been very big ones. That one there is the 10th first down for the Broncos as they continue to drive. Now they stay alive on this drive. They pick up a first down here at the 23-yard line.
Have you ever seen a Bronco tight end or a fullback so much involved in the offensive scheme of things?
Not for a lot of years.
Zane Anstein, he had 6 receptions coming in here, doing a great job this afternoon. There's a quick pitch play. That's Terry Waiters into the ball game now. 25 to the 20, 15 down to the 13-yard line. So Terry Waiters comes into the ball game for the first time. The sophomore out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, gets his first carry on a stretch play to the right side, and Waiters takes the ball inside the 20. Now we got an injured Tiger out here at about the 28, but Hastings College on the move here on this drive.
That is, and that would be a big injury for Dakota Wesleyan. That's Aaron Rowland, the linebacker. They're going to help him off the field as he does not put any weight on the right side of his leg there. So see what happens there. But, again, Terry Wader's getting his first action of the game. Mike, we talked about him in the pregame show. He had a good showing last week against Briarcliff. He gets in the ballgame for the first time today and scampers 9 yards off the right side. Good blocking by the Bronco line. A very manageable second down and one. They've got the ball down to the Dakota Wesleyan 15-yard line.
Got to get some points here.
Got to.
7:28 to play here in the third quarter. 21-0. Hastings trailing. Here's a Wader's again. Wader's tries to cut back against the green there as he takes it to the right side. As he takes the ball down to about the 11, should be enough for a first down. It is. They will move the chains here. Hastings College with the ball. They mark it at the 12, but still enough for a first down. So first down and 10 for Hastings from the 12-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan.
Wader's a couple of carries now, 12 yards, a first down. And again, inside the red zone here, they've got the ball first and 10 at the Dakota Wesleyan 11-yard line.
Dostal has got the ball. Here comes the pressure. Dostal rolls to his right, holds it, now throws the ball into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. His man cut to the far sideline, and Dostal threw it back to the center of the end zone there. So some miscommunication. Dostal may have just been trying to throw that baby away, too, locating somewhere on the field that there were no defensive backs.
Yeah, I was looking back over here, but that would have been even a more difficult throw than what he's made today. He had Terry Wader's and also Zane Anenstein over here, not in the end zone, but they were kind of in the same area there. But, again, Dostal with a lot of pressure. He forced to the right side and just wisely throws that one away. Second down and 10 here for the Broncos.
I don't have enough hands to hold on to everything I need here. Second down and 10 here for Hastings. Dostal gives the ball away to Wader's. Wader's fighting for some additional yardage there. Takes the ball down to about the 9-yard line. Takes the ball down to about the 9. Tackle is made in there by Mike Barno, one of the linebackers for Dakota Wesleyan. But now Hastings College looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 8 yards to go. The ball sitting squarely at the 10.
Didn't think this late in the year we'd probably get wind burnt, but I'm thinking that's going to be the case today. Wind really blowing in our windows here. We don't dare shut them because it's a warm afternoon up here. It'd be hot in this press box.
Third down and about 8 yards to go for Hastings. They've got the ball down here at the Dakota Wesleyan 10-yard line. There's a Keenan Blige. He comes back in there. He goes to the 9. They angle Keenan off to the right side of the offensive set. Takes the ball down to about the 9-yard line. Now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation. The tackle is made in there by Jeff Mawson for Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings has got the ball at the 9-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. Tony Harper going to roll the dice here. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go for Hastings from about the 8.5-yard line. Hastings down by 3 scores, and the Tiger fans below us come to the feet.
Well, you look for a couple of guys here. One guy in particular, Michael Novicki, very tall frame out there. But then you go back to last week's game, Nate Arl, he will go to the right side, and Zane Anstein in there will line up at the right tight end position.
Here's a Dostal play action pass. Look out, here comes the pressure. Dostal comes to the left side. He's still got the ball. Dostal looking back to the center of the field. It's going to be picked off. Picked off in the end zone. Trying to get the ball to Michael Novicki, and the ball is picked off there by David McGuire. So, again, you can probably credit the pressure of Dakota Wesleyan right there. It flushes the quarterback, John Dostal, out of the package, comes to the near sideline, and Dostal tried to throw it back to the center of the field late. And David McGuire picks off a pass intended for Michael Novicki in the end zone.
Well, and again, you got to give Dostal a lot of credit. He just tried to make something happen there. It was fourth down. You had to do something with the football and try to get lucky. And again, that was a tough pass. A lot of pressure coming up the middle. And the ball is intercepted, and Dakota Wesleyan has got it out to the 20-yard line.
Here's Andrews. He gets the handoff, and he's going to be stacked up in the backfield. Stacked up in the backfield there by Hastings College as Andrews does not get started right there. You had Indiana Jones in there for Hastings College. Tyson Burrish in there for the Broncos as well. As Endress is knocked down, a loss of 2 yards in the play. It's going to bring up second down and 12 now. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball on their own 18.
Well, credit the Bronco rush defense. They've done a good job against Endress so far today. 20 carries and only 65 yards. Remember, he rushed for 316 last year against the Broncos.
You have to remind me of that again.
Just till this
now
year.
Now Bain fumbles the football. It is loose down there, and it's picked up. It is picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan. Bain fumbles the snap. And it is picked up there by Dakota Wesleyan. And let's see, it looks like, an offensive lineman picks it up there for DWU. And on top of the football there is a Mario Palacia. When he stumps on the football, he's 290 pounds. He almost let the air out of the darn thing. And he picks her up, gets possession of the ball. Actually a pickup of 2 yards in a play.
Please reinflate, huh?
So now it's third down and 10 yards to go. Bain has got the ball now, stands in the pocket. He gets hit, and the ball is loose. Hastings has the ball.
John Malise.
Yeah, John Malise is on top of the football as John Bain is being hit on the play there. as Hastings gets on top of the football. Melise has got it. Hastings with the ball inside the red zone. They're going to have the ball at the 13-yard line.
Those guys have made noise all year long. That's Chase Langenberg on the hit. He was all over Bain as he knocks the pig loose. And then Melise right there, number 51, Johnny on the spot. So the Broncos come up with another turnover. And this has been the first time any team has been able to get to Bain this year. They'd only given up one sack. And the Bronco D, give them credit, they have been all over Bain today. They put a lot of pressure on him.
Here's a quick pitch now to Keenan Blige. He's at the 15. Blige down to the 10-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds over there. So they're trying to take the ball to the right side, the short side of the field. He is then knocked out of bounds over there by Jordan Hermanson, a linebacker, the sophomore out of Sioux Falls. Give Blige a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Second down and six. Hastings College with the ball at about the 9-yard line. The Bronco D, they give away those three quick touchdowns in the first half, Jimmy. But since then, they have played an extremely good football game.
Excellent.
There's a handoff again to a Balazs working to the right side. Balazs is across the 5-yard line as he moves the ball down to about the 4. So Hastings knocking on touchdown door for the second time here this afternoon. They threw an interception down here the last time they had it. Hastings still with a goose egg on the scoreboard. We're down to 3:47 to play in the third.
And a good run there just off right tackle. Balazs picking up nearly 6 yards and another first down. That's first down 13. And it is first and goal for Hastings at the Dakota Wesleyan 3.
Terry Waiters now in the backfield. He's going to get the call. Waiters tries to leap toward the goal line. He got there close to the goal line, did not get over. Terry Waiters from about the 2.5-yard line. He leaps for the goal line. They bring him down just at about the 1. So the ball just outside the goal line here. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 21-0. The ball just outside the goal line. Hastings will go at double tight ends. Beatty and Waiters in the outside eye behind John Dostal, the quarterback. They hand the ball away to Waiters. Slips through one tackler. He leans for the end zone. Did he get in? No. Dakota Wesleyan had some penetration there in the backfield. Nearly getting to him was Dustin Bergmeyer, number 13 for Dakota Wesleyan. Waiters got the ball to about the 1-yard line again. Now it's third down and goal. Hastings with the ball from the DWU 1-yard line. Here's Beatty in the backfield now with Waiters, this time set up in the eye. John Dostal goes straight ahead. Dostal gets a little shove from Beatty, the fullback. Still no indication yet, and I don't think he got there. John Dostal in a quarterback sneak. Got a little help from Beatty as he's trying to push from behind. He did not get there at Hastings College. Now looking at a fourth down situation. The officials continue to talk things over, but they mark the football with the nose of the football sitting right at the goal line.
Wow, and again, that is two consecutive plays. They've got the ball, yeah, in between the 1 and the goal line. And again, Dakota Wesleyan stands tall. Zach Beatty trying to help John Dostal across. Now I don't know what the... Oh, there was a flag over here at the goal line.
Where? Where do you see a flag?
There was one. The line judge just picked it up and put it back in his pocket. Now he's over. There was a flag laying right at the goal line, and the official was.
They talked to Tony Harper, but it was a quick one. Now Hastings looking at. They got third down in the stakes, and now they're going to give the ball away to Waiters. He takes it in the end zone for the touchdown. So whatever it was all for naught. Terry Waiters takes it in from 1 yard out, and the Broncos are on the board.
7 carries now for Waiters, 17 yards, and the first touchdown of the game for Hastings College is that play was designed to go right in between the tackle and guard, and Waiters just bounces it to the outside, had a lot of room there, and he walks in easily for the first score. Now Johnny Garcia in for Hastings College to attempt the first point after.
Terry Waiters gets his third rushing touchdown of the 2011 season. Here comes the extra point from Johnny Garcia. Ball is down, and the kick is up there. It is good. Johnny Garcia now 8-for-8 on extra points so far in the season. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Broncos back in the ball game. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings 7.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a fumble recovery there by Hastings College. They cashed in on points. Tyson Burch gets the fumble recovery, and then Terry Waiters gets the the touchdown, a one-yard touchdown run, and it's now 21-7. Hastings College back into the football game here this afternoon.
Well, and Hastings College defensively has really kept that offense on the sidelines. That's what they've needed, only seven offensive plays for Dakota Wesleyan here in the third quarter. The Broncos, on the other hand, have run 23 offensive plays here in the third quarter, and they finally get on the board. Johnny Garcia about to get into the pig.
There's an end-over-end kick from Garcia. It's going to come to the near side. It's going to go out of bounds. So Dakota Wesleyan will get good field position. I think I said a Tyson Burrish fumble recovery. It should be John Malise.
John Malise, exactly.
Yeah, John Malise recovered the ball down there and deep in the territory. Deep in their own territory, and Hastings College cashes in on the touchdown. So it's now a 21-7 ball game with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Tell you what, the way the Bronco D is playing, Hastings with a chance here this afternoon. The 18th-ranked team of the country out on top.
Yeah, they've been able to get to John Bain today as no other team has been able to, and you've got to think he's got that in the back of his mind. The guys have really done a good job bearing down on him today.
Bain will be in the gun here as he hands the ball away. That's Arthur Brown, slides through there, 45 to the 50, and brought down at the 48-yard line of Hastings. Chase Langenberg downfield to chase him down for the Hastings College defense, but a quick pickup of about 12 yards right there by Arthur Brown, the running back from Rosemead, California. So, bam, just like that, we've got Dakota Wesleyan back in Hastings College territory at the 48.
Right behind the left tackle, and they give him 11 on the run into Hastings College territory, a gain of 11 in the first down, 18th for Dakota Wesleyan here today.
They're in the gun again with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Here's a Bain. He's got the ball. He rolls to his right. Langenberg pressures. That throw is going to be caught by Meilenberg and then pushed out of bounds. Tyson Burrish over here for Hastings College, knocking Meilenberg out of bounds as he goes flying into the Dakota Wesleyan bunch. A pickup from the 48 to about the 46, so a short gain of only 2 yards. Well, they're going to say he went out of bounds at about the 47 and a half, so all that and a pickup of about a half a yard. So second down here. Second down and 9, we'll call it, for Dakota Wesleyan. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 48. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Wide receivers left and right. Bain again in the gun. As they hand it away, it's going to be Arthur Brown as he takes the ball down to about the 46. So a short pickup tackle is made in there by Mason Cooper again for Hastings College defensively, playing out defensive front. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation here for Dakota Wesleyan. Third down at about 7 yards to go. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 46. Wide receivers left and right again. Bain waits for the snap. Running back to each side of him here from the shotgun. Bain has got the ball. He backs up, looks right, throws right. The pass incomplete. And Hastings College has held. The Broncos get a defensive stop here. I think Dakota Wesleyan has got to punt the football away. Now Hastings has got to get something going again offensively.
Boy, and credit the Hastings DBs. They have done a great job here this second half. And I watch where Meilenberg, he's been the go-to guy for Bain this afternoon. Tyson Burrish drew coverage on Meilenberg, and old Tyson, he was right in his hip pocket. Good coverage there all the way around by all the Bronco D-backs. And we got Riley Nickel back deep here to return this Dakota Wesleyan punt on fourth down.
Derek Carlson is into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. Averages 41.7 yards per kick. Hastings goes for the block, and boy, that one is going to go sailing over to the next area code. It goes way out of bounds, so for the end line. A nice kick there by Derek Carlson. Now Hastings will get the ball back first down and 10 on their own 20.
Boy, and Curtis Hudeberg getting through the line very quickly. Nearly got to the punter there. Had a good chance to make a block there, but that one, tight spiral, sailed way through the end zone. And Hastings College will have it first and 10 here at the 20-yard line. 50.8 seconds left to go here, and the Broncos trail 21-7.
So Hastings College still with a chance here. They have a shutdown Dakota Wesleyan since about midway through the second quarter. Hastings scoring a touchdown here in the third. Here's a handoff down to Victor Sapp trying to get outside, and Victor is going to be brought down into play as he's run out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Victor Sapp into the ball game for the first time. Victor is a 6'1", 185-pound redshirt junior from Salinas, California. We've seen him as a wide receiver. We've seen him as a kick returner, and now we're seeing him in the backfield.
And again, we've talked earlier in the year, we kind of try to compare him to Brees Mansfield, and that's a big statement. But again, he's good wherever they line him up on the field, very dangerous.
Here's a Dawson wants to throw the ball. He does. It's caught and then dropped by Michael Novicki. They tried a little quick pass out here to Novicki, and he drops the ball at about the 22. So it's an incomplete pass. And now Hastings looking at third down and 9 yards to go for their own 21.
26 pass attempts today for John Dostal. Both quarterbacks throwing it up. He's kind of surprised to see that with the way the wind is blowing here. at Joe Quintal Field, but both quarterbacks tossing it a lot. And Hastings College is going to be faced with a third down and about nine here, the ball at the 21-yard line.
3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Doss will have Victor Sapp in the backfield. They're going to move Clayton Dean over as a slot man on the right side. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Dossa with the ball. They throw it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. That pass was low. The intended receiver was Nate Arnold. Right at the first down stakes, but that pass delivered low by John Dostal. Boy, you put that one on the money, Jimmy, and Nate could have hauled that baby in. He was down on his knees the way it was, but couldn't pull it off of the turf.
Yeah, and again, Nate trying to cut back towards the football, and just a foot, I think, slipped out from underneath of him. He was laying there, and he made an attempt to get the football. Would have been enough for a first down, but again, another incompletion and a third down play gone by the wayside. Tyler Mertens will have to punt the football away for Hastings.
All right, Mertens will get into the pick here. There was 30 seconds to play and not 3 seconds to play a little while ago. Here's the kick. Meilenberg will make the fair catch at the 35-yard line, and that's where Dakota Westland will start this drive. That was a 48-yard kick there by Tyler Mertens. So someday we're going to get to a score clock that actually functions correctly. Instead of 3 seconds, that was 30 seconds on the clock when I mentioned that. Now it's down to 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
I'm glad you had the same glitch as what I had earlier. Not enough bulbs in the old score clock today.
It's going to be a first down and 10 for Dakota Wesleyan from the 33. And here's Bain. They're going to hand the ball away to Endress. He spins, and he gets about 2 yards in the play. He brings the ball close to the 36-yard line. End of the stop there for Hastings College is Diffendaffer. The linebacker just reaches out there. Had a little hunk of his jersey there as Endress takes the ball to about the 37, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books here this afternoon at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota. We'll take a break with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings College 7.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Here's Bain on second down and 8 yards to go. They try a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Meilenberg, they overthrow him. Indiana Jones back in coverage for Hastings College, and now Meilenberg is slow in getting up.
Yeah, Indiana Jones was locked up one-on-one with Meilenberg, and they kind of rolled up together. And Meilenberg lays on his side right there at about the, 44-yard line.
All right, so we're in the fourth quarter now, 14:53 to play. Hastings is down 21-7 here in the ballgame.
Broncos have found some life there in that third quarter. They're now up to a total of 156 yards of total offense, and a lot of them coming in the third quarter. Rushing to football today, the Broncos 31 carries, 60 yards, 90 yards through the air on 12 of 25 passing for John Dostal today. A couple of interceptions. We look at Dakota Wesleyan. Bain is 15 of 27 passing, one interception for 157 yards. They've rushed it 33 times for 107 yards, so 264 of total offense. But if you remember, Mike, back in at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan only had 260 yards at halftime, only 4 yards of total offense for DWU there in that third quarter. And Hastings College was only 87 at half, was able to crank things up. They got a total of 156 as they still attend to a Meilenberg. That would be a huge injury for them. Leading the way individually for Hastings rushing the football is Keenan Balazs, 21 carries, 43 yards. Receiving today, Zane Anstein with another great day, 4 receptions, 50 yards. Josh Enders rushing the football for Dakota Wesleyan, 21 carries and 71 yards. And receiving leader today is Meilenberg, the guy they are helping off the field, 7 receptions, 77 yards, and 3 touchdowns here today.
So Meilenberg, the number one wide receiver in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, being helped off of the field now for Dakota Weston. They will continue to work on him. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Tigers from their own 36-yard line. Bain is in the gun now with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Third down, 8 yards to go here for Dakota Weston. From their own 36-yard line, they're moving from our right to our left here in the final quarter. Bain under pressure. He throws it to the far side. The ball is going to be caught here at the 49-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Bain gets the completed pass to the 49-yard line. They get that ball to Endress over there right in front of the Bronco bench. They get just enough for a first down, and they keep the drive alive.
Well, and they always have to be aware of where Josh Endress is. He's dangerous out of the backfield. He lined up as a tailback there and just kind of floated to the outside. And as Bain got through the pressure that Hastings was putting on him, he was able to deliver the football to him, and that goes for 11 yards, a first down out to the 46-yard line.
Bain under center this time, hands it away to Endress, trying to pick his way upfield, and he has brought down a yard or so gain. That is all she wrote. John Belize sitting on the stop there for Hastings College, also Alec Diffendaffer for the Bronco defense. So a little, if any, gain right there for Endress. Hastings has done a relatively good job on him this afternoon. Of course, I'm comparing that to the 316 he put up on us last year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, again, they've done a good job as of that carry. 22 carries and only 71 yards for Endress here today.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Here he gets another chance. Endress looking inside, and Endress is pulled down and tricked down there. That's Tyson Burrish in there. Knocks him down. A huge loss as Tyson Burrish shot out of a cannon and brings down the ball carrier. And Endress back here as he is spun down back at the 42-yard line.
Big loss. Loss of close to 6 yards, and Endress very slow in getting up. But again, Tyson Burrish with another big defensive play for Hastings College as he gets through there and just grabs Endress up around the jersey and wings him down to the ground. 6 yard loss, third down, and we'll call it 15 yards for Dakota Wesleyan.
All right, need to stop right here as they're going to give the ball off to Endress. They're going to corral him down. He goes. Chase Langenberg right there for Hastings College to knock him down in the center of the field. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play, so the Bronco defense does their job this afternoon. Hastings will get the ball back here. 13 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Fourth quarter, Broncos down by a couple of scores.
Good play defensively, just a little delayed handoff as Enders just stayed right in his tailback position. Bain drops back to throw it. They hand it off, go off the right side, and Indiana Jones there as well for Hastings College defensively. And Riley Nicholas stands back deep here to return this Dakota Wesleyan punt.
Riley comes over here. Ball end over end kick is going to go out of bounds. Riley trying to chase it down, maybe to get something out of this thing, but it goes out of bounds right at the 15-yard line. But Hastings College has got the ball back here with 12 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Concordia is out on top of Dakota State 42-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. And Northwestern was out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime with a score of 20-6. 21-7 here at Dakota Wesleyan. They've got the lead over Hastings, but the Tigers have not scored since the 9:50 mark of the second quarter. The Hastings College defense has come alive here. We can just get some offense cranked up here. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 15. Dostal wants to throw the ball. Dostal in the pocket, now being chased. He comes from the near sideline. Dostal at the 20-yard line. He steps out of bounds to the 21. Don Dostal trying to take the ball downfield. Both Michael Novicki and Travis Brown out here for Hastings on the pattern that time, but could not sprint away. And Dostal had to take it upfield himself. Picked up a nice gain, second down here for Hastings College. Second down and about 3 yards to go. The ball is at the 22-yard line.
And Dostal not making a mistake, trying to force it in the first half. He had a couple of passes. One of them was picked off. Tried to make a force the football in there, but he just tucks that one up, picks up nearly 7, 2nd and 3.
Here's Dostal. He wants to throw the ball again, and he's going to throw it to the left side. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. Hung on to it over there for Hastings College. Coming out of the backfield, that is the fullback for Hastings, Tyler Mertens. So Mertens down in the ball game. He gets the reception there. There's another fullback completed pass there, Jimmy. As another fullback gets a reception, as he's got the first down. Hastings on the march now from the 25.
Boy, you talked about a little bit ago, not too much action with the tight ends in the past years. We got to go way back to almost the Ross Ells era before they since they used the tight end at a fullback, but a good catch by Mertens, first down.
Here's a play-action pass. Dostal runs it down the right sideline. It's going to be too far. Travis Brown out on the pattern there for Hastings College. He was locked up here to Jesse Holes, who had an interference call earlier in this half. But that time, no flags. Holes and Travis Brown. This is a fly pattern down the near sideline. Dostal threw a two-part incomplete pass.
Well, and again, Dostal threw that from almost over at the left hash, and Brown was over here in front of the Concordia bench. A lot of air underneath that football as the wind continues to howl going across the field, and just a tough pass to make. And it'll bring up a second down and 10 here.
Here's Dostal again. He backs up, surveys the field, a pass across the middle. He tries to jam it in there. It's an incomplete pass. Boy, that was dangerous. They tried to get the ball to Zane Anstein, but Zane had at least two Tigers around him, Jimmy. Is that Dostal trying to force that baby in there? It's an incomplete pass, and it's third down and 10.
I can see why they'd be all over Zane Anstein. He leads the way today. Four receptions, 50 yards. He has been the go-to guy so far in this ball game, and he's made some nice catches. But, yeah, that one there, he had a couple of blue jerseys draped all over him.
Dort is out on top of Briar Cliff this afternoon, 10 to nothing in the second half. Third down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 25-yard line, trailing 21-7. Dostal backs up again. Look out. He steps away from pressure. Dostal is on the move. John has still got the ball at the 25 to the 26 to the 27. He's buried there, and the penalty flag goes down. Yes, John Dostal goes down at the 27.
Yeah, and there's a helmet rolling around on the field here, so I'm not.
That's a Dostal. His helmet goes flying off. We have a late penalty flag here, maybe on Dakota Wesleyan. This could give Hastings the first down. There it is. That's a personal foul face mask call against Dakota Wesleyan. So John Dostal trying to scramble out of there. He got the ball to the 28-yard line, but Dakota Wesleyan going to be hit with a big, big penalty flag here. It's going to be a face mask call, and the Tigers and the Hastings Broncos have a first down.
That is the fifth penalty today against Dakota Wesleyan. It's a big one. As Dostal, again, the pocket broke down. He just tried to get away, and he eluded a couple of tacklers, but somebody got their hands up, and not only did they grab the face mask, they ripped his helmet off because it was his that was rolling around at about the 35-yard line, but John snaps her back on, a tough kid, first and 10, Broncos out to the 46.
Dostal with the ball again. Here's a pass that's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it that time to Bernstock. Kyle Bernstock is into the ball game now, a senior wide receiver out of South Sioux City. That time, Dostal's pass was behind him on the slant pattern. That's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at their own 42. 11-19 to play here in the fourth quarter. The Broncos trailing 21-7.
And you mentioned it just a little bit ago. The Bronco D has really stood tall here, and since midway through the second quarter, have done a real good job. And again, they've been able to put some pressure on Bain, and that's what they've—that's what the nice thing has been. They've got him a little bit scattered back there.
Here's a Dostal again. He wants to throw. He throws it. It's going to be caught by Anstein here at the 45. Just a short pickup of about 3 yards in the play as Anstein grabs another one for Hastings College here this afternoon. Tackle is made in there by Dakota Wesleyan. That's a Bergmeyer, and it'll stop there for the Tigers. But now Hastings looking at third down again. Third down and about 7 yards to go. The nose of the football sitting right at the 46-yard line of Hastings.
30-second pass attempt for John Dostal today and Zane Anstein again. They're not going for big chunks of yards, but he's able to get some good positive plays out of it. He's a good target out there, and they're becoming real good friends here today in Mitchell. That was a nice gain of nearly 4 yards.
Here's a Dostal again. He rolls to his right. He has the ball. He throws it. It's going to be caught here by Michael Nowicki. Going to be just about at the first down stage. We'll see where he was popped out of bounds in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bunch.
That'll be enough.
That's a completed pass from Dostal to Michael Nowicki. They're going to move the chains. A good job there by Nowicki hauling it in. First of all, getting enough downfield here to get the first down. And then number two, grabbing the ball and keeping his feet in bounds.
Found a great job. Nowicki looked over and seen the down marker over here on the near sidelines. Went a couple of yards past that, made the cut. The ball was delivered there. And then again, he gets both feet in bounds. And first down, they're into DWU territory.
First down and 10 for Hastings. Here's a draw play. Keenan Balazs has got a 45. He's at the 40. He's at the 35 down to the Dakota Wesleyan 33-yard line. That was a great call there. Hastings College is been throwing the football the past six or seven plays. Then they go back with a draw. Keenan Blage right in the center of the field takes the ball down to the Tiger 34-yard line. First down for Hastings.
Big gain right up the middle of the field. Some good running by Keenan Blage. We'll give him 13 on that. Now the Broncos on the move into DW territory. They are down to the 34-yard line. Plenty of time left. 9:55 and counting.
Now still up under center. Makes a couple of times in the backfield. Here's a pass that's set up to Zane Anstein. He's got the ball at the 30 to the 25 and just tripped up at the 25-yard line as Zane falls forward to about the 21. Tackle is made there by Dakota Wesley, and that's Jesse Holes in on the stop there for the Tigers. Hastings College on their most impressive drive of the ball game. Still plenty of time here. Broncos are down by a couple of scores. It's 21-7.
First down, number 19, and Zane Anstein again having a huge day. That one goes for 14, and Big Zane lumbering, rumbling, stumbling, almost got loose. Dakota Wesleyan makes a shoestring tackle and brings Zane down, but the Broncos got it at the Dakota Wesleyan 21.
Here's John Dostal again. He throws it to the goal line there. It's going to be incomplete. That was Nate Arnold out there for Hastings College, and back in coverage for Dakota Wesleyan was number 21, Tom Jardine. So an incomplete pass there. The clock is stopped at the 9:21 mark. Hastings College now looking at second down and 10 yards to go. They've got the ball at the Dakota Wesleyan 21-yard line. The 18th-ranked team in the country in Dakota Wesleyan trying to hang on this afternoon. Kyle Bernstrock splits out wide to the left side. Clayton Dean will go with him. Here's Dostal. He wants to throw the football again. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Dostal trying to scramble out of there. Dostal is going to be run out of bounds over there on the far sideline. John Dostal is scrambling for his life over there. Is knocked out of bounds. We'll see where they spot the football. They had it down here at the 21. They're moving from our left to our right here this afternoon. And the officials are going to spot the ball where? Down around the 15-yard line. So Hastings will be looking at a third down situation here. I would certainly think they are in four down territory at this point. So Hastings looking at third down at about 4 yards to go from the 15-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. They will probably have two downs to get 4 yards is the way you got to look at it. Third down and 4 yards to go for Hastings from the 15-yard line. Dostal has got a draw play. Keenan Balazs at the 15. Keenan takes it to the left side. He's got the first down as he takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. Another draw play to Keenan Balazs. Hastings with it now inside the 10-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan.
And a good job there again by the offensive line. They have really pushed themselves a little harder. They have dominated this whole second half, rushing the football. In the third quarter, they had 17 rushing plays. And here in the fourth quarter, four. But the more importantly, opening up some nice holes. And that was a big third down, first down conversion for Hastings College.
So here we go. First down and goal for the Broncos. They have got the football down here right inside the 10-yard line. Dostal, quick pitch play. Keenan Balazs trying to get outside. Keenan at the 5-yard line. Keenan gets it down to about the 4. Keenan Balazs gets outside, and he is upended out here by holes as he brings it to the near side. Keenan Balazs carrying the ball, but we got a penalty flag right in the center of the field, normally in a position of a hold here. There's the official making the call. Well, now he kind of forgot what he was doing here.
Well, Hastings College is kind of taking some steps backwards, so now they're really in reverse here.
This is in a position of a hold. And that's the case, a holding call, and Hastings trying to get Keenan Balazs outside and get him into the end zone. So they had the football at about the nine and a half yard line, and they'll march off 10 yards from here, and Hastings will have to try it again. It's going to be a first down and goal. We're down to 8 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings trailing by a score of 21-7.
Mike, unofficially, Zane Anstein, 7 receptions, 68 yards here this afternoon.
Midland's got a 39-29 lead on Doan. 39-29 Midland with a 10-point lead over the Tigers in the third quarter. Here's a John Dostal with the ball for Hastings. He fires it. It's going to be, through the hands of Travis Brown and nearly intercepted by a Dakota Wesleyan. Travis Brown on a slant pattern to the left side, right in the center of the field, had the ball in his hands and dropped it inside the 5-yard line.
Boy, and that was, again, Dostal got a good gun out there. That had a lot of zip on the football, and that got there a lot quicker than I think Travis thought it was going to. And nearly intercepted, though, as a safety man was just playing center field back there. Back deep for Dakota Wesleyan was Tom Jardine.
All right, so now it's second down. Second down and goal from the 20-yard line following that holding call on Hastings. Bernstrock, Clayton Dean split out wide to the left side. Novicki and Travis Brown to the right. Here's Dostal. He wants to throw pressure again. Dostal scrambles out of there. He's still got the ball at the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and he's going to be run out of bounds. Dostal going to be run out of bounds here at about the 7-yard line. So now Hastings looking at third down and goal from the 7. And again, we're back in the same situation. I think you got two downs to really get to 7 yards. Hastings down by a couple of scores. 21-7 is the score. 8 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, and again, give Dostal a lot of credit. Again, not trying to force something in and make a mistake down here inside the 10-yard line. Again, just got through the traffic when the pocket broke down, rolls off to the right side, and tried to sidestep it down the near sidelines and got her down to the 6-yard line. That's where it'll be third and goal here from the 6.
All right, Travis Brown going to split out wide to the left side, and now we got a timeout
Hastings.
Yep, Broncos want to talk things over here. Third down and goal from the 6-yard line. 7:39 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings 7.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Little, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, South Dakota. Evidently some fireworks going on in Crete, Midland, out on top of the Tigers, 39-29. But what happened to the Tiger fans?
Well, they were escorted off the premises. They were kicked out of the, according to the text I just got, the Crete student section was escorted out of the ball game. So don't hear that happening all the time.
The Doan fans, the Doan students have been escorted out of the ball game down in Crete.
Things are getting wild in Crete.
Third down and goal. Hastings with the ball down here at the Dakota Wesleyan 6-yard line. Here's a little pitch play to Keenan Balazs. Keenan is hemmed in. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Keenan Balazs could not get to the corner, and he is thrown down here by big number 96. That's Zach Recker, the defensive end over there on that right side for Dakota Wesleyan. Now Hastings looking at fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line, and Hastings will go for it.
Yeah, they'll have to go for it here, but just great team defensive speed, because Keenan Balazs had a lot of room out there, a lot of real estate to run to try to get around the left side. Again, just that defensive speed, they were able to catch up to him and bring him down for a couple-yard loss. So they'll actually have the ball spotted. It'll be fourth down here, the ball spotted at the 6-yard line.
All right, Hastings down 21-7. They'll go for it right here. Dostal in the gun. Dostal has got the ball. He backs up. Dostal throws it. It is caught. Touchdown. It is caught for a touchdown. Michael Novicki grabs the ball, and Hastings is within 8 points at 21-13.
Novicki, unlike what he normally is, he's usually lined up to the wideout. He was lined up at the slot on the right side. He just simply run down the field. He didn't have far to go to get to the goal line. Only 6 yards is where the ball was spotted. But again, Dostal, a couple-step drop, hits him right across the middle. A great catch by Novicki in traffic, and Johnny Garcia in to attempt the point after the Broncos are making this a ball game.
21-13 is the score. Ball is down. The kick is up by Johnny Garcia. He goes sailing through the pipes. It is good. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter from Mitchell, South Dakota. 18th ranked Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings 14.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hey, this is fun this afternoon, 21-14. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game, but coming back.
I tell you what, the Broncos coming to start the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan just jumped all over top of the Broncos early in this ball game, and then the defense really sucked it up, and they have held Dakota Wesleyan offense in check since about midway through the second quarter, and now the Hastings College offense has found some life. John Dostal, it hasn't been pretty. I've got him unofficially 16 of 37, 122 yards, but more importantly, he finds Novicki on a slant pattern across the middle of the field, and they draw within 7 points. They are now trailing 21-14, 8:50 left to go here in the ballgame.
I remember Meilenberg was knocked out in that last possession, so we got a new man back there. That's Nate Knoll to the far side. He's not going to get a chance here. This is going to be McGuire bringing the ball back to the 5, to the 10-yard line, to the 15, spins at about the 20, and brings the ball out to the 23.
Well, and again, watching over here on the sidelines, Meilenberg, they were checking him over. And to tell you how valuable he is, his quarterback Dane come over and checked on him. But again, Meilenberg walking around very gingerly on the sideline. It is apparent he's probably not going to come back into the game. That is a huge break for Hastings College defensively. That is one electrifying guy that will not be on the field here, at least for this series of downs. He's got 3 touchdown catches here today.
They were looking at his right shoulder the last time I had a chance to gaze down there. So now he's out of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan is going to have the ball on their own 22-yard line. Hastings needs the ball back here. 8 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the game. Hastings down 21-14. Bain back in there at quarterback. He backs up. Bain under pressure. Tries to get away. Now throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be caught over there to Arthur Brown, and Brown is out of bounds. So Hastings got the pressure again, but could not quite get their hands on the quarterback, Bain. He dumps the ball away to Brown, who's run out of bounds over there by Zach Carlton of Hastings. That's the first down.
First down, number 20 on the afternoon. And again, Dakota Wesleyan used their backs so effectively, they are able to sneak out of the backfield. And again, that was one of the Dakota Wesleyan backs. They're able to come up with a reception. First down, gain of 11.
All right, it's going to be a first down call here. Bain fakes, and he's going to run it himself as he takes the ball on the far sideline where he's knocked out of bounds. It's some faking in the backfield as Bain took it to the right side and was run out of bounds over there by Hastings College. Over there for the Broncos was Garrett Griffith, the quarterback on that left side. Redshirt sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. A pickup on the play of a couple of yards there. I'll give him a pickup of 3, second down and 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 37-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings needs the ball here as we approach the 8-minute mark in the fourth quarter. John Bain from the gun backs up. Play action pass. Bain wants to throw. Rolls to his right. He's got to eat the ball himself. He's run out of bounds, and a penalty flag is down. Belize was over there for Hastings to make sure Bain goes out of bounds. Penalty flag is down at about the 39. As the officials will get together here and make this call. 5:54 to play now here in the fourth quarter.
Mike, Dakota Wesleyan unofficially only with 37 yards of total offense in the second half. The Bronco D has been outstanding here this second half.
Concordia out on top of Dakota State 49-21. There in the fourth quarter, we'll see Dakota State in a non-conference game coming up next Saturday back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 1 o'clock for the kickoff, 12:15. For the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Illegal procedure call here on Dakota Wesleyan. That'll cost him 5 yards, so he can delete that last play. Hit your delete button. It is now second down and 12 yards to go for Dakota Wesleyan. The ball is pushed back here to the 32-yard line. Bain from the gun with one running back just to his right. That's going to be Endress, and now they're going to make sure the clock is set here. So second down and long for Dakota Wesleyan, second down and 12. Three wide receivers come to the left side. Bain, the number one passer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, looking over the Hastings College defense. Here comes the pressure, trying to get to him. Bain is hit, and down he goes. Bain is sacked for the third or fourth time here this afternoon, and getting through there for Hastings was Torrey Warren. Torrey Warren gets through there, and Bain is sacked. And it's going to bring up third down and long.
Well, and again, Mike, Tyson Burris was lined up over here at about the 40-yard line, and then he comes on an all-out sprint up there, and he had the Dakota Wesleyan offense really wondering what was going on. They knew they were coming from both sides, and again, Burris comes on the blitz, but again, the pocket broke down, and Torrey Warren with another big play brings Dane down for another loss. Third down and long here for Dakota Wesleyan.
All right, D, here we go. Third down here. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. The Broncos coming with pressure again. Bain looking to get out of there. He is hit. Bain gets away. No, he does. He goes down. Back-to-back sacks here for Hastings. That's John Malise in there for Hastings College. And also Colton Mueller gets in there for the Broncos. Hastings going to get the ball back here with just under 5 minutes to go, trailing in the ball game by the score of 21-14.
Absolutely amazing. This is an offensive line that had only given up one sack the whole season. And coming into this game, Hastings College knew they had to try to get some pressure on Bain, and they have done that today. Back-to-back sacks, fourth down. Dakota Wesleyan's got a punt. Riley Nicola back deep. He'll stand at his own 30. A lot of time left here. 4:30 left to go in this ball game.
Great football game here this afternoon. Here's the kick. Riley Nicola's going to get a chance here. He comes up, grabs the ball at the 35-yard line. He is hit at the 37. Down there for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be a brand new Brandon Billu down there to knock down Riley Nicola. Hastings College has got the ball. They have a chance to maybe force an overtime session here this afternoon. 21-14, Hastings trailing in the ball game. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here we go. The 18th-ranked team in the country on their ropes here this afternoon. Hastings looking for the upset. Dostal fakes once. He's got time. He's got a man out there as he throws it down the left sideline. It's overthrown. Clayton Dean down the left sideline for Hastings College. Back there in coverage, David McGuire for Dakota Wesleyan. Dostal threw it too far.
McGuire has been all over the field defensively for Dakota Wesleyan. He has been manned up against the deep threats for Hastings. Clayton Dean just on an all-out fly pattern. And again, Dostal had plenty of protection back there. He wound up and heaved that ball. And again, with the wind blowing here, it just simply a lot of wind up underneath that football, and Clayton Dean not able to get to it. That ball was all the way down to the 15-yard line. So second down and 10 here. A couple wide receivers out left, a couple out right.
Dostal has got the ball. He backs up. Dostal looks up, and now he's going to be hit as he gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Dostal couldn't find anybody downfield. He started to take off and ran with it, but he has a chase down from behind. He'll stop there. Is going to be Dene Christopher for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Gets it back to the line of scrimmage, so no sack there. It's third down and 10 yards to go. Hastings now with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game. They're trailing by a touchdown, 21-14.
But again, it brings up third down and long, and probably in four-down territory here late in this ball game.
No doubt about it. We've got Dostal in the gun. Dostal waiting for the snap. He's got it. Here comes the pressure again. Look out, Johnny. He gets rid of the football. We have a flag. Could be intentional grounding, but it's no penalty flag here. Dostal just dumps it away. A lot of pressure again by Dakota Wesleyan trying to get to our quarterback. And in there for Dakota Wesleyan, a big guy, that's Zach Recker. Recker at 245 pounds. He's the defensive end. Nearly got to John Dostal, but John dumps it away.
Well, Dakota Wesleyan, we're going to punt. Hastings College will send the punt team on. But Dakota Wesleyan defensively, they have sucked it up as well. They've got several injuries. Number 42, Aaron Rowland, has been in on a lot of tackles. He's down here with his right shoe off. But again, on that last play quickly, Mike, Victor Sapp was lined up in the slot, run about 10, 15 yards downfield. He was open, but Johnny didn't have the time to even find anybody downfield. Tremendous penetration, and Mertens in the punt.
All right, it's a good kick by Mertens. Backs up McGuire. He's going to grab the ball to 16-yard line, dances his way to the 16, to the 17, to the 18, and that's all he's going to get. So now the Hastings College defense that has played so well in the last two quarters going to come back out of the field. They need the ball. Hastings with all three of their timeouts left. No, check that. They only got two timeouts left. Hastings with two timeouts left here in the fourth quarter with 3:18 to play, down by a touchdown.
Well, they have done the job, Mike. Last two plays, the Dakota Wesleyan run, they have gone in the form of quarterback sacks. They have got to the quarterback bane here late in the ball game. Only 34 yards of total offense for Dakota Wesleyan here in this second half.
That is with the number one offense. Look out, Bane is under pressure again. He is
big play.
A big loss. A big, big loss. Tyson Burge comes in and buries Bane inside the 10-yard line.
Tyson Burge is an absolute maniac out there. Again, he comes on the blitz again, and he did not give Bane a chance to even throw that football away. This is a huge loss all the way down to the 5-yard line. The line of scrimmage was out here at the 19. That ball is all the way back inside the 5.
Wow. A 14-yard loss there. And now Hastings with one timeout left and 3:08 remaining on the clock. I bet Coach Harper wishes he had that other timeout left right now.
My goodness, I would think so. The last four offensive rushing plays for Dakota Wesleyan have gone for losses. Three of the four have been quarterback sacks, and Tyson Burge has been a man on a mission out there. They are sending him from the right side, the left side. He comes from the left side there and was able to wrap up Bane and not allow him to try to throw that football away. A great defensive play by the Northern Colorado transfer and East Butler high product.
Now is Bane injured on the play? We got the backup quarterback down here in front of us starting to throw. Bane is out there right now. Burge pounces on him back here at the 4-yard line. Bane is going to stay in there for the time being, but the backup quarterback here for Dakota Wesleyan and Joey Olson is starting to throw the football in front of the Tiger bench. But now it is second down and 26 yards to go for Dakota Wesleyan. The ball is pushed back here to the 4-yard line. They're back at their own 4-yard line. Hastings would love to get a turnover right here. 21-14 is the score. The Broncos are trailing in the contest. Hastings with a couple of turnovers already in the contest. They are foaming at the mouth. They are snorting out there, Jimmy, the defense.
I tell you what, this defense for Hastings College is a complete different group than what they were early in this ball game.
Bane is going to stay in there. He backs up. He's going to throw it to the right side. The ball is going to be caught out here. It's going to be caught, but a short gain out to about the 15-yard line. Grabbing the ball there was Nate Overton now for Dakota Wesleyan. Clock is running. We're at the 3:02 mark. It's going to bring up a third down and long situation, and Hastings will now call another timeout. So they burn their final timeout here. They will need a stop right here, Jimmy, and then we would still have plenty of time. you make a stop here, we still have about 2.5 minutes to go.
Well, and again, Hastings doing a good job there defensively. They'll give them the little short passes because they had a mile to go for a first down, but they picked up nearly 10 yards on that, so it's going to bring up a third down. Third down and about 14 yards to go. The ball is out to, what, about the 16? They'll call it the 15-yard line officially on the scoreboard here. But, my goodness, what a turn of events. The Broncos go down 21 to nothing. No life of offense. The defense was giving up big, big plays, and now all of a sudden they have changed. The tide has turned, and Hastings College defensively has cranked up the pressure and the heat. And John Bain knows he's been in a ball game today because he is going to be bumped and bruised from Tyson Burch. He has got to him several times today. Langdenberg's got there. Melise has got there. Torrey Warren's got there. It has been an all-out great effort for the Bronco D.
So we got 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings by the score of 21-14. But the Tigers are looking at third down and 14 yards to go. The ball is on their own 15-yard line. The Tigers moving from our right to our left. Hastings will need a stop here. This is probably the game right here. If Hastings wants to have any chance of maybe tying or maybe winning this baby at the end. John Bain on a third down backs up. He's going to throw the ball. It's going to be tipped, and Hastings is going to get the ball back.
Indiana Jones across the middle just stayed home, and when Bain tried to dump that across the middle of the field, if that ball's caught, it was going to be very close to a first down because the receiver was all the way out almost to the first down stake. But Indiana Jones with a great athletic move climbs the ladder, knocks the ball down, fourth down, and Broncos are going to get great field position. Riley Nickel will stand almost at midfield. Actually, he'll stand at his own 45 to return this punt.
Still 2:58 to play, so that play, an incomplete pass. Not much went off the clock. Here's a wobbly kick. Riley Nicola looks up and makes the fair catch at the 48-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan, gang.
Broncos 48 yards away from pay dirt with 2:51 left to go here in the ball game. What a game it has been here today in GPAC action in Mitchell, South Dakota. It's been well worth the 4.5-hour journey up here. There's another big one going on tonight, but more importantly, we got a game right here. Hastings College with a chance to tie this ball game up right here on this drive.
All right, Dave Camara, let's flip the play card. Let's see some of that stuff we haven't seen before.
You were visiting with him earlier today. He's a wound-up individual, former wide receiver, and there's nobody wants a victory here more today is that Kamara and Tony Harper.
Here's John Dossel, swings the ball out here. Caught and then dropped by Keenan Balazs. Is swinging out there. Keenan Balazs to the left side. He didn't have a whole lot of room out there. An incomplete pass. Wisely enough, it's an incomplete pass. That'll stop the clock. Maybe a benefit here for Hastings. We're down to 2:47 to play. Remember, the Broncos with no timeouts left. No timeouts left with 2:47 to play. Hastings with the ball at the 48-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan.
Well, and they need to work fast and work smart. They need to try to work the outsides. And if they're going to catch the ball inbound, they need to try to get out of bounds to get this clock stopped. Again, as Mike said, no first down or no timeouts left on the clock.
Victor Stapp goes in motion. Here's John Dossel, drops back to throw, fires. And the ball's going to be caught at the 38, down to the 35-yard line at the 32. That's a Nate Arles on the reception there for Hastings College. The Broncos have a first down at the 32-yard line. 2:40 to play. The clock is stopped momentarily while they set the chains on the far sideline. Whale of a football game here this afternoon. Hastings trying to go in for a potential tag or maybe a two-point conversion. What do you think here? 21-14 is the score. Broncos down by a touchdown. John Dostal rolls to his left. The pass to the far side incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Nate Arles. Sticks his hand out there, trying to pull it in there one-handed to the 25. It goes bounding off of his fingertips, falls to the turf.
That's probably just as well because McGuire over there defensively was going to be able to bring Nate Arles down. And before he could get to the out-of-bounds marker, it was going to be a very short gain anyway. But to go back to the first down catch by Arles, it goes for 16 yards to the right hash. And again, Nate Arles putting both hands on the football, able to get it downfield. And Hastings College set up good here. Second down and 10, they've got the ball at the 31 at DWU.
All right, Novicki splits out wide to the left side. Nate Arles comes to the right. John Dostal wants to throw. John looks right. Now he looks left. He's on the move. Dostal has still got the ball. Dostal is at the 30-yard line down to the 28, where he's going to be tackled right there. You got to get up, though. Get back to the line of scrimmage. The clock is going to be running here. The tackle is made in there by Craig Hagenfeldt for Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos already quickly back up to the line of scrimmage. Third down now for Hastings. Third down at about 7 yards to go. They've got the ball at the 28-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. 1:55 to play in the fourth quarter. This is a big play here for Hastings. Third down and 7 from the 28 of Dakota Wesleyan. Dostal has got the ball. He rolls right, throws right, incomplete pass. tries to get the ball here to Travis Brown. And now the Broncos are down to their final down right here. Fourth down and seven from the Dakota Wesleyan 28-yard line, and the fans' ball has come to their feet.
Well, why not? It's been a great ball game, and again, Dostal forced out of the pocket there. He was in hot pursuit from one of the Dakota Wesleyan defensive linemen. He tried to get it to Travis Brown, but again, just not enough arm strength on that one as he was had his feet a-moving. He was trying to get away from it, and here we go. Here's the ball game right here. Fourth down for Hastings College.
The 28-yard line. They need about the 21 for the first down. John Dostal in the gun. He backs up. John Dostal looks. Dostal throws. It's going to be caught and dropped. Right at the first down stakes, Travis Brown. The ball is jarred loose by holes of Dakota Wesleyan, and Dakota Wesleyan will get the ball back. Broncos turn it over on downs.
They needed to get it almost to the 20-yard line, and Travis Brown, when he got knocked to the turf, was just not quite there. I don't know if it would have been enough if he would have got the reception made, but again, just a great defensive play, made great timing, and jarred the ball loose from Travis Brown.
Now Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. 1:39 to play in the football game. We've got a timeout with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 21, Hastings 14.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College battled back from a 21-0 deficit. Had the ball down at the 28-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan, but could not convert on a fourth down situation. And Dakota Wesleyan is in their victory formation. Those go back and take a couple of knees here. The Broncos are out of timeouts in the fourth quarter.
Well, just a tough, tough loss for Hastings College. Again, they got down by three touchdowns, and it looked very grim here in Mitchell. But again, they fought their way back. And again, when you look at the final numbers, Mike, they have only allowed Dakota Wesleyan 34 yards of total offense in the second half. And if you figured up from what it was at about the 9-minute mark in the second quarter, the defense has played a whale of a ball game. But again, just a tough, tough loss here for Hastings. But they come up here and fought, played hard, and unfortunately they're going to go down here 21-14. But they made it exciting for us and the fans here in the stands.
So now we've hit the 1-minute mark as Bain is just going to take a couple of more knees, and this one will be over. So Dakota Wesleyan is going to improve to 4 wins and no losses on the season. They will be on top of the conference. Doan, another undefeated team in the conference, losing at last check. Dakota Wesleyan, the only other undefeated team left. Hastings had a chance to knock him off this afternoon, had the 18th-ranked Tigers on the ropes here this afternoon. Hastings could not convert on a fourth down at the 28-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan. His time is going to expire here as they snap it one more time. They won't have to do that anymore, and the ball game is going to be over. So Hastings College drops one here this afternoon, but I think plenty to work on, but plenty of hope following what they put on the field here this afternoon. They go on the road and give this 18th-ranked team of the nation plenty to worry about here this afternoon. Had them on the ropes, and Dakota Wesleyan is going to survive and win this football game here this afternoon by a score of 21-14. So Hastings going to fall now to 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Broncos will be back at home next Saturday. They'll have a non-conference game against Dakota State, a team coming in here. It'll be a non-conference game with Dakota State next Saturday. 1 o'clock will be the kickoff time. 12:15 will be the pregame show. And we'll have it for you here on the Voice of the Broncos, home and away on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score, Hastings loses this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 21-14. We'll total up the numbers. We'll be back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
So Dakota Wesleyan wins it here this afternoon over Hastings College 21-14. We've got Dort and Briar Cliff playing today in Sioux City. And right now that game is 10-10. They are in an overtime session here this afternoon. Northwestern had the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan 27-6. They were in the fourth quarter. Midland was playing this afternoon over Doan, and Midland had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Midland 39 and Doan 29. They were in the fourth quarter. But again, Hastings College trailing this one by a score of 21-14. Again, Dakota Wesleyan jumped out to a 21-0 lead in the first half. The connection of John Bain to Anthony Meilenberg, 27-yard touchdown pass in their first possession. They came back on the first play of the second quarter on another 27-yard touchdown pass. They connected again at the 9:50 mark of the second quarter on a 16-yard touchdown pass. It was 21-0, and things looked grim, like Jimmy said, at halftime. The Broncos with no offense in the first half, trailing 21-0 at halftime. Hastings got a break in the third quarter. John Malise recovering a fumble deep in Dakota Wesleyan territory. A couple of plays later, Terry Waiters took it in from 1 yard out to make it a 21-7 ball game. Hastings then getting a 6-yard touchdown pass from John Dostal to Mike Novicki in the fourth quarter at the 8:50 mark to make it 21-14. Hastings with great defense in the second half got the ball back. Hastings had the ball down to 28-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan in the final minutes of this ball game, but could not convert on a crucial 4th-and-7 situation. They turn it over on downs, and Dakota Wesleyan was able to run out the clock this afternoon, and the Broncos drop one here today to Dakota Wesleyan, 21-14.
Mike, Hastings College in the second half, I was talking to you about total yardage. They only allowed Dakota Wesleyan with 17 total yards in the second half. 17 total yards in the second half. Hastings College, on the other hand, totals 172 total yards in the second half. But they come up short here today, again, in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan. We look at the official numbers here in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with 20 first downs on the afternoon. And, again, coming in the game, we were worried about Josh Henderson, the rushing attack for Dakota Wesleyan. The defense did a great job. 42 carries for Dakota Wesleyan, only 86 yards on the ground. John Bain ends the game with 18 of 32 passing, one interception, 191 yards. So 74 snaps for the Tigers and 277 total yards. We look at penalties in the game, 6 penalties for 50 yards for Dakota Wesleyan. Time of possession, that was huge in the first half. To end the game here, it's 28-31 for Dakota Wesleyan in the ballgame. Individual leaders for Dakota Wesleyan rushing, Josh Andrus, 24 carries, 68 yards. Arthur Brown, 4 carries and 31 yards. Again, Bain sacked several times today, had 14 carries, but minus 13 yards. Leading the way receiving was Meilenberg, 7 receptions, 77 yards, 3 touchdowns, those coming in the first half. Nate Ovenden, 4 receptions, 57 yards. Josh Enders out of the backfield, 4 receptions and 28 yards. Arthur Brown also with 1 catch and 12 yards. On the side of Hastings College, 19 first downs today for the Broncos. The Broncos rushed it 39 times for 107 yards. John Dostal today, 18 of 42 passing, 2 interceptions, 152 yards. So the Broncos with 81 snaps today and 259 total yards of offense. The Broncos with 6 penalties for 59 yards, and they won the TOP today at 31-29. Leading the way rushing the football today, Keenan Balazs, 24 carries, 60 yards. John Dostal, 9 carries, 32 yards. And Terry Waiters got in the game there in the third quarter, 5 carries, 14 yards, and he had a touchdown. receiving the ball today, Zane Anstein officially 6 receptions, 66 yards. Mike Novicki, 5 receptions, 29 yards and a touchdown. And Nate Arl, 2 receptions, 27 yards. Keenan Balazs out of the backfield, 2 receptions and 9 yards. But again, Mike, just a little too late, a little too short. The Broncos played excellent football from that about 9-minute mark in the second quarter. But again, they come up short. They allowed 3 quick touchdowns in that first half, basically the first quarter, to Dakota Wesleyan. But again, they fall short up here in Mitchell, South Dakota.
21-14, the final score is Dakota Wesleyan wins it here this afternoon. Hastings now 2-2 on the season. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next, the coach's postgame show, and a whole lot more as we continue with Bronco football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Got Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 21-14. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Keenan Balazs leading the way for the Broncos rushing attack this afternoon. 24 carries, 60 yards. John Dostal bringing the Broncos back from a 21-0 deficit. Dostal throws for 152 yards and a touchdown here this afternoon. And then Zane Anstein, 6 catches, 66 yards in the ball game. You look to the defensive side of the ball. These guys did a great job today. About the final 2 quarters of this ball game, we're talking about guys like Alec Diffendaffer, Indiana Jones, Chase Langenberg up front, and then the maniac, Tyson Burrish, back there at the safety for Hastings. Had some big plays defensively. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our offensive player of the game for Hastings College this afternoon is going to be the tight end for the Broncos, Zane Anstein. A great performance by Zane, 6 carries, 6 receptions and 66 yards today for Hastings College offensively. He'll be our offensive player of the game. And for the Hastings College defense, Tyson Burrish, the maniac, had a monster day again for the Hastings College defense. Kept the Broncos in the ball game in the second half of play. So Tyson Burrish defensively and Zane Anstein offensively going to be our players of the game this afternoon. But the Broncos come up short, 21-14 to Dakota Wesleyan. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
The Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back here at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota, as Hastings College drops one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 21-14. And Coach Tony Harper will join us in the post game show. And Coach, I know there's not moral victories in this game, but I'll tell you what, I think your gang grew up a lot in the ball game today.
I was really proud how they responded. I mean, I don't think you could have put yourself in a bigger hole in that first half. And going into halftime, I was really concerned about our mental makeup, and the kids did a good job coming out in that second half and responding. You know, we just can't. You said a little bit ago, you can't put 21 points with the number 18 team in the nation expect to come back right away. So we got some things to work on, but I was proud of them today.
Coach, what happened from the get-go today? Did they just kept you guys off guard a little bit? Or?
No, I don't think we were ready to play, to be honest with you, and that falls on me as the head coach. I think we were kind of waiting for things to happen. You know, we were talking as a coaching staff. As it reminded us defensively as last year. You know, we're just kind of getting our fits and not getting off blocks and tackling. I mean, there's one play we read that screen and injuries. Broke three tackles, we were there. We just didn't finish plays. I mean, that's kind of what hurt us. And to their credit, they rallied up, though.
The combination of Bain and Meilenberg there in the first half, they scored the first three touchdowns. That's a combination that we just cannot crack early in the ball game today.
Well, you know what happened with there? We rolled our coverages that way, even to that kid. And that, you know, when we roll our coverage to a good receiver like that, we expect to shut him down and get a double on him. And what had happened was is he didn't get no reroute. We didn't get hands on him, and he had a free release. And the kid that talented can't get run down the middle of the field wide open like that. And so we dropped the ball back in our hands on. We didn't stay over top on the backside in that first quarter.
So you guys were down 21-0 at the 9:50 mark of the second quarter. From that point on, did we change our offensive philosophy a little bit, or did we just kind of stay with our game plan and try to keep grinding things out against this team?
Offensively, what those coaches did, and I think they did a good job of it, is they just stayed with the game plan. You know, there was some kind of let's sit down and come to Jesus meetings a little bit on the sidelines, and then at halftime, you know, the guys responded. And the thing is, we can't push the panic button. You know, if something doesn't happen, you go back to Concordia the second week of the season, we pushed the panic button, and everything was all gone. This week, we responded, and I think that's a credit to those players on offense and those coaches over there.
At 21-14, the Broncos drop one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. The Broncos fall this afternoon to the 18th-ranked team in the country, Dakota Wesleyan, 21-14. Jim and I mentioned the win all day long today. Coach, how much of a factor did it have in the ball game today?
Not at all from their standpoint. Those, you know, first 17 minutes for them, there was no factor at all. And did it affect us? I don't think so. We tried to do some things early on. We didn't get it done. We came back to it later on. We were more successful. I think it was so I wouldn't use the weather as that.
All right, talk about our offensive production in the first half. Had a tough time just running the football against this defense for some reason.
Well, you know that Coach Semple does a great job up here, and he plays that 3-4, and you know, I was watching it as we were going in that second quarter, and they played a lot of stack. You know, they're overloading the box with 8-9 players, depending on our formation some of the times. We've got to be able to throw the football, and obviously I think you saw Zane make some plays later on, and Nate, we had some guys open, we got to catch the ball, but they're just big, and once they make a decision, they go with it, and I think they get pretty good defense there.
So we were down at one point 21-0. We went into the locker room. still trailing 21-0 in the ball game today. And then I don't know what happened in the second half, but all of a sudden you guys caught fire, not only offensively but defensively. Talk about the changes you may have made at halftime on both sides of the ball.
You know, offensively, what they really made, they didn't make any huge adjustments. I think what they tried to do is they made it make sure they balanced our formations out a little bit so they couldn't overload. They were bringing a lot of pressure on the weak side. And Coach Holsklaw and Coach Kamara made those adjustments to pick up that because Johnny had some people in his face in that first half, and they did that. Defensively, we adjusted some of our alignments with their three-by stuff. You know, they were getting us out flanked, so we kicked our linebackers that way, and Coach Westfall and Coach Brown came up with that, and they did a good job with that. We made some minor adjustments, and, you know, you're right. I want to say it's not a moral victory by any stretch of the imagination, but I was very proud of how our players responded that second half.
In the second half, your defense held Dakota Wesleyan, the top-ranked offensive team in this conference, to only 17 yards of total offense. You couldn't be more happier with what you guys got done defensively.
You know, we stopped reading stuff up front on the D-line. Coach Brown got on those guys, you know, and at halftime says, get down, stop. They're getting us on that zone read play. Those guys did a good job of getting a good push. We had good pressure from our outside linebackers with Riley and Tyson. Their drops were a lot better. Our inside linebackers, Indy Diff and Carrasco, did a good job. Instead of going parallel, get downhill, fit that gap inside out, because early they were hitting us in that A-gap, B-gap with that zone play, and we were overrunning it. I mean, they were cutting it back on us, and those guys changed that tempo in our sprint spots. That's were a little bit better second half.
They gave up one sack in the first three ball games this year. You get four of them here today against a very good offensive line at Dakota Wesleyan. You came up with a lot of pressure today.
You know, we did and we didn't. There was times we dialed up some pressure and we didn't get nothing. There was other times we just said, let the guys play, and we got pressure on them. You know, this is a great football team up here, but I don't think we're as far away as the score indicates. I think we're getting closer.
Okay, we'll take our final break. We'll come back and get more from the coach right after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with the coach again. Hastings College dropping one here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by a touchdown. Hastings had a chance there at the end, Coach. You had a final series there. You took the ball down to the 28-yard line, and things were looking good in that final series. Just kind of take us through the final part of the ball game there. What were you thinking down there on that final drive?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm running up and down the sidelines like a maniac. I tried to be a little bit calmer here in the past couple weeks, and maybe I need to continue doing that. But as our offense got that ball back, you know, we got in a long yardage situation a couple times, and Johnny made a couple throws, and Keenan hit a couple runs, and man, I thought we were going to break one there before we got in that situation. They just did a great job tackling. You know, we're moving the ball. I'll be honest with you, even on that fourth down play, I felt good. I felt that we were going to be there. I couldn't tell because it was on the far side from where we were if Brownie had made it to that point, and I know he feels bad, Johnny feels bad, but they're right there. Now the next step is to make the play. John had good protection, things like that, and, you know, I never at one point in time felt like, oh, man, this is over with. And, you know, we just got to go back to the drawing board tomorrow.
So Hastings College drops one here this afternoon, 21-14. You go to 2-2 in the season. You bring in a non-conference opponent now next Saturday. How tough is it now to get ready for a non-conference opponent before we got a couple of good GPAC teams coming in here?
You know, we told the guys in at halftime, and John Malise was the one that brought it up. He goes, 24-hour rule, fellas. This one better hurt, and it better hurt for a long time. But the thing is, now we got to go out and we got to have a great ball game. The last time something like this happened, we didn't respond in the second half. Today we respond in the second half. We got to go out and we got to put four quarters together against Dakota State at home next Saturday, and then it's 24-hour rule again. You know, we can't be looking ahead in that, and we just got to make sure, because I think we're pretty healthy, but we just got to match the intensity of the other team and surpass it. You know, we can't wait for something to happen. We got to make something happen, and hopefully we can get to that point here in the next couple days.
How do we get off to a better start? We did not get off to a good start today. Is that just You know, can you pull a magic wand out and all of a sudden come out with a better stunt than we did today?
You know, I tell you, I wish I could have that magic wand. Then I'd be a really rich man because of all these 18 to 23-year-old guys. But, you know, I think the, how we came out today, I dropped the ball from a preparation standpoint. Should have put us in a situation throughout the week a little bit more to come out and start on fire. But I think, again, credit to our assistant coaches and these players. They stepped up. You know, once we got done getting shell-shocked, we finally started playing. But again, like you said, you can't do this against the 18th team in the nation, and, you know, credit to them. But, you know, golly, I wish we would have had another, you know, couple minutes on that. But, hey, we put ourselves in this boat. We got to get ourselves out. But, you know, that's just part of the deal. You know, waving the magic wand is preparation Sunday through Friday. It ain't preparation on Saturday. Saturday is the dessert after the spot course meal, you know, and that's kind of how we got to look at things. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. We'll take our final break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So the Broncos with 259 yards of total offense in the ball game here this afternoon, 277 for Dakota Wesleyan, but only 17 yards in the second half. Hastings comes back from a 21-0 deficit, got to within 21-14. Hastings had the ball under 3 minutes to play in the ball game, got it down to the 28-yard line of Dakota Wesleyan on a fourth down and 6 yards to go, unable to convert. They turn it over on downs, and Dakota Wesleyan able to run out the clock here this afternoon. They win the football game today by a score of 21-14. So Dakota Wesleyan now, barring a comeback from Doan here today, we'll get the score coming up on our scoreboard show in just a couple of minutes. They'll be the only undefeated team left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The rest of us bunched together here as the race continues in the GPAC after a couple of weeks. Hastings sitting at 2-2 on the season. They've got non-conference foe Dakota State coming in next Saturday back at Lloyd Wilson Field on the air with a pregame show at 12:15, 1 o'clock for the kickoff next Saturday. So a great football game played today at the Q in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings College coming up a little bit short today, 21-14. They lose to Dakota Wesleyan. That'll wrap things up from the field this afternoon. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will. Wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota. Stick around. Ion Sports is coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Our Bronco football coverage continues with Ion Sports, a recap of all the scores from today's games. It's coming up next on Hastings Link to...